Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey, spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it, what, honey, spit it out your mouth.
To the show, ladies and gentlemen, class is in session. Let's get the music back. Let's get the music in the background crunk up real quick. Hold on. What are we gonna do here? We're gonna run it. We're gonna start. I start right about here. That'll work for me. Welcome everybody to the show, man. K100 Internet Radio. You dig? You're not rocking with the best of them, man. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Alright, welcome everybody. K100 Internet Radio, 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. We're going to have a crazy show for you tonight. You feel what I'm saying? We're going to have a crazy, crazy show for you tonight. Alright, episode 95. We got what we call basic instinct. But before I get into that, we're gonna be jumping into that in a minute. I'm loading up some other stuff as I'm doing this right here. Excuse me, everybody. I'm working like two or three things at the same time. You feel what I'm saying? I want to make sure I get ready to go ahead and run down how the episode works and how the synopsis of the show is. You feel what I'm saying? I want to welcome everybody that's tuning in already. Everybody that's already dialed 347-934-0966. All right. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. And once again, welcome to the show. You dig? Now, I got a couple things I'm going to be changing. I'm going to be switching up, you know what I'm saying, for the purposes of this particular show. You feel what I'm saying? All right? We're gonna have a lot of things that we're going to discuss on the show tonight that's probably going to piss a couple people off. Of course. It's going to piss a couple people off. But it's all good, though. It's all good. Because on K100 Internet Radio, it's all about dialogue. It's all about everybody being able to speak their mind. You feel what I'm saying? We keep it 100 over here. We only got one rule, should have told people. Pay attention. One rule to the show. Alright? All you gotta do is keep it 100. Alright? That's it. That is all you have to do. We don't allow any of the fake and the flaw talk or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? It's like straight up, uncut, uncensored talk when you call it a show. All right? And that's what we're about here at K100. You feel what I'm saying? We go in, we go hard. Everybody's allowed to talk. I give everybody a chance to talk at least once. And my lines are not filled to the brim. I'll come back to you and give you a second chance to express your opinion about something that somebody else has already said, if time permits. We air live Monday through Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m. For those of y'all who've never tuned in before, if this may be your first time, I want to again welcome you to the show. Thank you for tuning in. Once again, if you're out there listening to me via the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100, that's the letter K, dash, the number 100. If that's you, then by all means, will you dial the show at 347-934-0966? Please. It's okay. I don't mind you calling in if you just want to listen. Everybody doesn't call to participate. On average, about half of the people that call the show, they just only listen, and that's cool. I'm good with that. But be mindful, if you do want to talk, make sure you listen to the prompts and the little computer lady that's talking on there. She tells you to hit the number one and raise your hand. Basically, that lets me know when you hit the number one, a little hand pops up on my screen here, and that lets me know you want to say something. You got something to say. Because class is in session, and we need to have a little bit of order, so you know you raise your hand. Yeah. Yeah, and then we'll go to you, all right? Now, I want to remind everybody, I do this every show, I run down the show. K100 is, of course, a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. Once again, I'm your host, Blizzard. I'm an artist and a producer myself. I do hip-hop, you understand? I'm also an engineer. With that being said, we spin music on K100, even though this is the talk show format, this is blog talk radio. They do allow us to play music and stuff like that. You know, I got the background music pumping in the background. Beats by Track Pros, Necktail Nails, President, Blizzum, C-Merc Kamikaze. Who else? B-Low Down. A couple different people I'd be playing beats in the background or whatever. You feel what I'm saying? So shout out to all my producers. Big ups to them. All right. I want to remind everybody that we're on MySpace and Facebook also, so become our friend and like our fan page there. I'll tell you how to get there in a minute. But back to the point at hand, I want to remind everybody that this is also a music station, and we play music. Now, we play generally 90% of the time, 95% of the time. We run the independent music, all right? We only really run artists who don't have major deals. However, if you know, if you did a remix to a hot song or something or whatever, then you know we run that. Or if you got a feature by a big name artist or whatever, some kind of way, then we run that, of course. But for the most part, we only run the independent music scene and music artists who's just coming up. Like I said, I run an independent label, Chainless Entertainment, and that's what I'm about. I know that struggle, so I try to show love only to the independents because the rest of the guys got major exposure and budgets. With that being said, pay attention. If you are an artist, or if you know an artist that wants to get their music played on K100 Internet Radio, by all means, tell them to send the music in an MP3 format to k100radio@gmail.com. That's the letter K, the number 100, radio, k100radio@gmail.com, all one word, all right? Send it to me. I'll play it. I'll listen to it. I'll run it if it's good. You feel what I'm saying? Of course, it needs to be good quality music. You can't see me just any old thing. If it sounds like shit, you know what you do with shit. Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly right. All right? That's exactly right. That's exactly what you do with shit, okay? Now, I want to remind everybody that we are a hip-hop and R&B station, okay? We're a hip-hop and R&B station, so for the most part, I want the music that you send me to be hip-hop and R&B, people, okay? Not that I don't have any love for the rockers and all of that, you feel what I'm saying? But what I'm trying to tell you is, that's not my genre, you feel what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I'm not going to really spin it. The only time I've ever turned any music away on this show was because someone sent me a hard metal, heavy metal song, and yeah, I can't fuck with that. You feel what I'm saying? It don't work. You understand what I'm saying? So, I want you to make sure that it's hip-hop, R&B, or pop, or something like that. Something that you know you might hear on your urban stations, okay? That's what you run. Also, spoken word. I'm waiting for the spoken word people. Yo, what's up with the spoken word people? Yo, we have some deep shows. It could be about anything. If it's deep, man, send me the spoken word shit, man. I run the spoken word. With spoken word, though, I only want it to be no more than a minute. So if you know anybody that does spoken word or poetry, you feel me? Let me know. I'll run the spoken word. I just say I can't run it for 3 fucking minutes, but you give me 60 seconds of some good spoken word, like some deaf comedy, deaf jam, deaf poetry joint like that. You feel me? Yeah, I'm running that. I'm fucking with that big time. I put it in the ear. A couple of my friends that I know that do that, I'm waiting for them to send me some shit, but they lollygagging. That's on them. Let them kill themselves. All right. Oh, I got some delay effects on tonight. Well, we'll get into that. All right. I want to welcome everybody to the show once again. 347-934-0966. What's up to everybody that helped on the line early? Thanks. Want to remind everybody that we are on Facebook and MySpace, myspace.com/K100Radio. If you're on Facebook and you're not my friend, do a search for Blizzum, B-L-I-Z-M. You'll find me there. All right? Friend me. Like the page. Also, you can just put in the search for K100Radio. When you see the middle finger, the logo, that's us. All right? Throw it up. You understand what I'm saying? And like the page and you'll become a fan or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And that way you'll get updates whenever I send it out. You don't have to be me, my friend, whatever, personally. But if you like my show, it's all good. Just like that page, and every time I post every show, a topic up on there, you'll still get it. It's all good. I know people are selective about who they want to be in a friend circle. And if you're just a fan of my show, then by all means, just be a fan of my show. You don't have to be a fan of me personally, okay? Just do it like that, all right? And, of course, last but not least, we are on iTunes, in the iTunes store, as an official podcast. So if you know about iTunes and you use the software and the hardware, make sure you go to the iTunes store, home screen, hit up on the podcast at the home screen. You see podcast at the top. Click podcast. Then do search, K100 Radio. You see the middle finger again with the logo right up under it. It has a little button that says subscribe. Hit subscribe. It's totally free. Won't cost you a dime. And every time you launch iTunes, It'll download the latest episode of K100 that you missed, and every time you plug in your iPhone or other iPhone, iPad, or whatever other device that works with iTunes, it will automatically update it to that also when you hit the button. You know how that works, obviously. All right, so let's go ahead and move right along. You did episode 95. Yeah. We got some things we're talking about tonight. Basic instinct. Okay? Basic instinct. That's what we're talking about. Call of the Wild. Alright? That's what we're talking about. I'm going to read a synopsis of the show, everybody. And for those of you who've never tuned in to me, see one or two people on the line that I don't recognize the numbers, and it's two private callers, so they may be first-time listeners listening via the web. I always run a synopsis down for every show. What I do is I type up a description and I send it out via email, MySpace, Facebook, and also text message blast. And that basically lets everybody know what we're going to be talking about each night on K100. All right? And that's cool. That's how I go about doing it. You feel what I'm saying? Now, with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and read you the synopsis of the show. It's basically a breakdown that I do for every episode. For every episode of K100, if you go back and listen to some of the old episodes, then you'll check it out. You'll see it, okay? And this is how I do every single episode, all right? So once again, I'm going to go ahead and start this, and we're going to get into episode 95, Basic Instinct. I want you to pay attention real closely to what I say, people. I need for you to listen to what I say. Right here, right now. I know I'm going to go back and forth with people because people are going to think that I'm just being a doggish male. People are going to think that I'm making excuses for cheating, like they tried to confuse me for what I was saying with my last episode. This is not about cheating or making excuses or whatever. It's a reason. It's reasoning behind everything that people do. Right or wrong reason, well, that's to be determined, okay? Right or wrong, the question is not whether it's right or wrong. It's a reason. Some people like to say they don't know why. Well, tonight, I'm going to offer you an alternative reasoning other than what's already out there about the way male human beings think. Male human beings, about 90% of us, okay? Of course, you got some small percentage of us that might not fit this category and whatnot. And that's understandable. You feel me? Some guys are not going to fit. This is just like some guys wear dresses and shit. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. You know, so everybody, this is not a 100% across the board thing, but this will, chances are, if you had a boyfriend or a husband or anything like that, chances are, it's a high probability that your boyfriend, ex-boyfriend, baby daddy, husband, current husband, guy you're dating, friend you like at work, whatever, it's a very good chance that he is one of the people that I'm going to be talking about tonight. So let's go ahead and get into it, all right? Episode 95, you dig? I had two very interesting conversations with some of my Facebook friends today. For those of y'all who know, I'm a Facebook junkie. I'm on that shit bad. It's called Face Crack. I'm on it bad, alright? I had an interesting conversation with some of my Facebook friends. Two separate conversations, and I kind of infused them both into one show, alright? Both of the friends that I was talking to on each topic was like, maybe you should do a show about this. And so I kind of took both of them, and they were both not on the same line, but I kind of fused them into episode 95, Basic Instinct. So let's get to it. First of all, we have to acknowledge some basic science about human beings before we start this show. Okay? Basic science, people. Pay attention. Fourth grade shit. I know fourth grade shit because my daughter's in the fourth grade, and I helped her with her homework a couple days ago, and I know for a fact that this is in her book. Fourth grade shit. My demographic is 25 to 40. You should know this by now. Although we are of high intelligence, there is only a 2% difference in our DNA from a chimpanzee. It's true. We got 98% of the same fucking DNA as a damn monkey, but that 2% is what gives us an opposable thumb and makes us be able to fly rockets to the moon. I'm just saying, people, if you don't know that, it's going to be hard to kind of get into this discussion with you today, but be that as it may. We are all categorized as what we call mammals, okay? Dolphins are mammals, lions are mammals, all right? Monkeys are mammals, it's all kind of mammals, all right? Now, if you pass the fourth grade, you know this, like I said, all creatures have what we call instincts. a natural force that drives them to perform certain actions and functions. It's natural. Some creatures, like when babies are born, it's like instinct that tells them if you put a titty in their mouth and they start sucking, it's instinct. You don't have to wait a couple of days to teach a baby how to suck a titty. It's like when the baby come out, there it is, right there. It gets to suck and it knows what's up. All right? Along those lines of thinking, every mammal, and not even just mammals, okay? Any other species, all right? Any other species have what we call instinct, okay? Follow me now. I'm going to take you to class and then I'm going to get to where I'm going. Well, in nature, male mammals are instinctively, by instinct, they are not monogamous, okay? No mammal outside of human beings, and I think the sperm whale, get with a partner and stick with that one partner forever. And you know what? Before we even go any further, when you think about it, even if a male mammal grows up and gets married, do you know how rare it is for him to meet that one person, stick with that one mate, don't break up with her, and that's the only person that he has sexual intercourse with his whole life? Be real, people. So even if, ladies and gentlemen, even if you do get married, you do this religious, this man-made, not instinct, this man-thought-up thing called religion and call it marriage and this ceremony and this joining of the people, even if you do this, it's still not the first time that motherfucking man has been around the goddamn block. Why? You ask yourself, why are there no 20-something-year-old virgins? Why? Why, people? Because it's not in man's nature to be monogamous, to meet one person and only stick with that one person sexually from the moment they have sex with them, even if you get married after the fact. But we're moving fast. Whoa, let me do... Au contraire, mon frère. Let me back up for a minute. All right? Let me back up for a minute. Okay? From the king of the jungle on down, they all have more than one sexual partner, especially alpha males. For the purposes of episode 95, K100 Radio, we will refer to alpha males as niggas with money, niggas that look good, niggas with swag, whatever the fuck you want to call it, motherfucker. Class is in session. Alright? Whatever you want to call it, alpha male, strong personality, confident, got a job, got his shit going on, okay? Got his swag on, 1,000, a trillion. What's up, Kanye? Alright? What we're going to call alpha males, especially the alpha males, but not even the alpha males, even the motherfucking non-alpha males don't fuck one motherfucking goddamn thing. They just bounce around. It's in nature. It's just how it works. Now, I say this to remind you that we are in fact males. Human beings are mammals. We are male mammals. This is nature. Fourth grade shit. So I say male humans are no different. We are no different from any other mammal. Even though we have higher intelligence, you know what I'm saying? We have higher intelligence than other ones. We also come equipped with instinct. That's why when male mammals are born, you don't have to teach us how to suck a titty. We know how to do it. It's instinct. All right? It's something that you're born with. I contend, for the purposes of episode 95, that male humans are just like other male mammals. We instinctively are DNA hardwired to not be monogamous. We instinctively are hardwired to chase pussy, to go after it, to want it, to lust for it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You can start that argument from there. So I'll go on. The question is, do you think it's harder for males to be monogamous than women? Because we are instinctively driven to have more than one sex partner. If you look at all the other mammals that I'm talking about, once they get locked down, by the male that locks them down, the alpha male, especially the alpha male, alright, that alpha male, once he gets them, they don't fuck nobody else, okay? They don't fuck nobody else, no one else, because it's instinctively not for them to do that. They don't. Once that alpha male of each individual male thing, once he gets them, it's a wrap. They don't go nowhere else. Now it's on the, it's incumbent upon the alpha male, and we'll get into this, to stand his ground with the other males that come around. It's incumbent upon him to ward off would-be young other males who want to come over and take his pride, take over his pussy. And so he has to, in fact, be a strong male. He has to, in fact, quote-unquote, take care of home. Yes, people. You can't be an alpha male if you don't take care of home. Alpha males run shit. They handle the home front. They go out and goddamn make sure that motherfuckers got food. They make sure motherfuckers protected. They run shit. That's why they're the fucking alpha male. So, fellas, if you're listening, don't think that I'm giving you a pass. Don't think I'm giving you a pass. You alpha males, all right, we're talking about. They do sleep around. And we're talking about the aspect of it, but they also run shit. They also got their shit tied on the home front. So, ladies, we'll get into that. Now, I'm not asking you if you think we should, but simply do you think that it goes against the natural instinct in us, all right? I'm not asking you if you think it's right that we sleep with other women or that we instinctively want to do that. I'm just asking you, do you simply think it goes against our nature? Women are obviously the more emotional of our two sexes. Of our two sexes. We know this. This is general knowledge, people. I'm not making this shit up. This shit everybody should know. We grown-ass people, all right? Once again, my demographic is 25 to 40. If you don't know that, get the fuck off the line. Show ain't for you. I ain't got time to train you motherfuckers. You can sit back and learn, though, all right? Y'all are the emotional people of the two sexes, and this is accepted, all right? It's accepted. It's just how women are, okay? It's like y'all bleed once a month. This is what it is. Y'all are more emotional. It is what it is. So why, when a man does what is natural to him, we call it hoes and all this other kind of shit, it's really instinctual. It's really instinctual for us to chase other women. Is one woman really enough sexually for one man? Back in the Bible, yes, people, I said the Bible. All the heroes like Moses, they all had multiple wives as long as they could afford it, as long as you could take care of it. As long as you can handle your own business, what the fuck was the problem? Wasn't no problem because they knew. See, back then, let me break it down. Back then, people were more in tune with nature. Okay, they slept in close to the ground. You know, they farmed livestock for a living. They didn't go to Kroger and shit. They didn't drive cars. They didn't have houses. They was real way close to the nature. They understood what they were. They understood that we are human beings, but at the same time, we are part of this earth, and we are also one of the creatures that are on this planet. Yes, we are different because we are man, but there are some things about us that, we have a lot in common with the rest of these creatures that roam this planet. We breathe air. We need water. We must eat. We procreate. I go on. Why was it good for Moses but not for Marcus up the block? You'll have somebody sit here and preach to you about the part of the Bible that tells you to be with the wife and don't do this, blah, 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 but totally forget about the fact that all the heroes and all the people that God wanted you to, quote, unquote, emulate, a lot of the times they had multiple wives. You just want to, just because now, we're going to leave that part out. Yeah. Just like they left out a whole bunch of other shit. Yeah, just leave that part out. That doesn't fit with what we got going on. Just leave that part out. Just ignore that. It's like slavery. Anyway. Next question. Let's say you do think a man should only have one woman. Let's just, after you argue me, after we spend 5 or 10 minutes going back and forth about that shit, I got another question for you. Let's say you do think a man should only have one woman. At what age, then, should he stop playing the field? Because you see, in nature, the alpha male has all the women he wants until he is too old to fight off the young and upcoming males around. The alpha male doesn't stay the alpha male until he dies, for the most part. At some point, he gets taken over, and then he kind of goes off to the background and kind of fades to the sunset, and then he kind of falls off and dies, okay? It's kind of the way it generally works. He's just not the alpha male until he dies, all right? He's the alpha male as long as he can goddamn stand his ground, all right? But at some point, he's got to give up the slayer card. At some point, the young jit will come and take over. At some point, man, I will contend. We can't just do what we want to do forever. And with time, which I've already explained in other episodes, instinctively and naturally, it kind of becomes easy for a man to do that. So that second question was, at what point, at what age, for men, for human men? Is it 25? Is it 35? I got my own theory about that. I got my own age. I'll ask you questions. At some point, he has to give it up or die trying to keep it. All right? So, the question is basic instinct. All right? Basic instinct. Do you think it's harder for males to be monogamous than women because we're instinctively driven to have more than one sex partner? All right? Now get ready to go to the line. 347-934-0966 is the number to tune into the show. I want to welcome everybody that's on the phone lines. But I got some people on the phone lines where no one has quite yet hit the number one yet. But if you want to talk first or whatever, go ahead and hit the number one, and I'll come straight to your line. I got about 10 people on the line. About 10 people on the line right now. But maybe they just listening. But if you want to talk, go ahead and hit the number one, and I'll go to your phone line. All right? I'll open up your line first. But before anybody does that, or until anybody does that, I'll go ahead and tell you what I think. Okay? I'll tell you what I think. Welcome to the show, everybody. Like I said, hit the number one if you want to talk. And anytime, as soon as you hit the number one, I'll stop dead in my track and answer your line. All right? But I'll tell you what I fucking think. Okay? I talked, and I had this discussion with multiple people today on Facebook. You feel what I'm saying? And I'll tell you what I think. I think that it makes perfect sense. Perfect sense. Okay? For male human being to instinctively, okay, instinctively want to sleep with more than one woman. It is hard as hell. The average guy, now listen, man, I understand that we got all different kinds of people and all different kind of walks of life. You feel what I'm saying? I understand that. You feel me? But what I'm trying to tell you is, women, what you fail to realize is when you sit here and you say, why can't men just quote-unquote keep their dick to themselves? Why the fuck can't you just not have a period? Why the fuck can't you just cry the motherfucking movie? You understand what I'm saying? Some things you have to give up and acknowledge and explain that at the end of the fucking day, it's hard because naturally it wasn't meant to be that way. Okay? It wasn't meant to be that way. So when you go against nature, you feel me? If you go on real fast, it's called lift, drag, and thrust, the shit that makes the plane fly. Naturally, if you're going against the wind and you put something at a certain angle, it makes it lift. You put it at a certain angle, it makes it drag and push down. That's how planes operate. You understand what I'm saying? You know, resistance, it's things in nature. When you resist things in nature that occur naturally, you get resistance from nature. So what you're asking a man to do when you tell him to get married, settle down, and have one woman, you're asking him to go against everything in his nature, his hardwired DNA. Now, once again, everybody, once again, every man is not hardwired this way. All right? Every man is not hardwired this way. You understand what I'm saying? Because you got some men that are hardwired to suck another man's dick. Okay? You feel me? They wiring is fucked up. Everybody wiring is not the same. It's just like when you wire up a motherfucking house. You feel me? Sometimes they fuck it up. And you flip the fucking switches and the goddamn light's supposed to come on, then the garbage is supposed to come on or some shit. Who knows? Everybody's not hardwired the same way. I see you, Shay. I'm coming to you first. All right? But what you must understand is, for the most part, most men are wired to instinctively want to sleep and chase women. More than one woman, not one woman. It's unnatural. That's why it's hard. I'm not saying that he can't accomplish this. I'm just letting you understand. I want you to understand, women, that it is harder for a man to do it than you. So when we fail more often than women, which is okay, I will give you that, ladies, we fail at it more than women. You feel what I'm saying? We do. But what you must understand is it's way harder. It's 10 times as hard. Just like it's harder for us to be emotional, to show emotion. For the most part, the average man, of course, you got some flaky, sensitive ass motherfuckers. Once again, this is a general consensus, okay? But for the most part, we as males are not as sensitive. So when you say that, when you take that to, see, it's funny how that's accepted. people say, oh, man, just not like that. You know, people accept that generally in the world. You don't hear people argue about shit like that. But when it comes to shit like what I'm talking about in episode 95, Basic Instinct, that's no excuse. You're just using it as an excuse to be a hoe. What the fuck are you talking about? You just said that part about it is okay. You get that, but not that, because that doesn't fit into what the fuck you want. That doesn't fit into what you want your man to be. Of course, ladies, you don't want your fucking man to be a hoe and cheat on you. You want him to love you, lock into you. You want your world to be centered around, his world to be centered around you. You want him to not long for other pussy, even if you fuck him sideways or whatever. He cannot instinctively help but do it. It's the question of, and this goes to the second part of the show, it's the question of when he gains enough maturity to keep it in check. But it's still there. It's still fucking there. That's why we walk, that's why even though we love the hell out you and shit, when that motherfucking fine woman walk by, we stare at her ass a little longer than your ass might stare at another dude or whatever. All right, that's why we can sleep with the fact that we lack that emotion. That's why we can sleep with a woman and not love them, and not, we don't have to love everyone we sleep with. That's why we have higher sex numbers, unless of course you and these females, like I said, some females are hardwired to be emotional, and then some of them are hardwired to eat another bitch pussy. All right, everybody's not wired the same, but I'm talking about in general numbers. For the most part, people, for the most fucking part, you are asking the guy to go against nature, to go against nature, resist nature, and do that. I'm not saying that's wrong, but what I will contend, what I want you to do is give me that. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you think that it's harder for males to instinctively be monogamous than it is for women? And if you know that, if you know that it's harder, why don't you cut the fellas some slack? Alright, why don't you cut some slack? Why do you use that as an excuse? Why do you say that's just a fucking excuse to be a hoe? Why do you do that? Why do you lump it all together like that when you fucking know damn well it's obvious that it's an obvious difference for us and you? You don't acknowledge it, though. It's not convenient for what the fuck you want your perfect little world to be. That's the problem. That's my beef with it. I'm not trying to justify it, but we're giving reasons. And at what point, should a man call it quits? At what point should you get married, fellas? And ladies. Because make no mistake, ladies got that goddamn... Some ladies have issue with this too. Some of you motherfuckers got the whole gene. Okay? Straight the fuck up. And we've been talking about this on K100. Some of y'all hardwired to eat pussy and be tomboys. Some of y'all have the whole gene. Some of y'all have that in y'all. All right? But we talk about, for the most part, in the numbers. I'm going to Shay first, and then I'm going to 347. Shay had her hand up first. 347-663, please don't go anywhere. Stay on the line. You're going to be on deck next. Okay, Shay, what's poppin'? You heard my spiel?
What's up? Yes, I heard your spiel.
You heard my spiel? This is how I feel, people. I'm not, once again, trying to justify cheating. I'm telling you fucking women that's listening to this live at www.blogtalkradio.com/K100. On the phone at 347-934-0966 and listening to this podcast replay on your MP3 player and your motherfucking car, your headphone, I don't give a shit. When you hear this, I'm trying to get you to understand. Instinctively, it is against nature for us to sleep and be with one fucking female. And we hardwired that way. Yes, we can accomplish it. Yes, there are men that can do it. Yes, it's easier for some men than it is for others. But at the end of the fucking day, to try and compare it to how easy it is for y'all, for when you the woman, you be like, shit, I ain't got it. I be wanting to do other things with other men and blah, 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 but I just don't do it. I can control it. Well, motherfucker, you also bleed once a month and we don't. Go ahead, Shay.
Yeah, I was just calling in to chime in on that. As far as, like, from a female perspective, we are, like, conditioned from, like, since, you know, you're little girls that, you know, you grow up and, you know, you find a man and all of that stuff. But the way you're conditioned doesn't necessarily go along with, you know, nature. I mean, that's the conditioning. You know, like I was like commenting on the post before, like in previous times, you know, it was like, and in cultures today and different religions today, it's like completely acceptable for men to have, you know, multiple mates if they can provide.
No, it's not. What you talk about today? When did you say today?
Yeah, today. And other,
no,
it's
not.
In certain cultures.
Not in America. I'm talking about America. America, where we at, Shay? What's about America? I'm pretty sure everybody out here listening to me Because I've been looking at my stat sheet and looking at what my diet. I've got people over in, overseas and shit that's downloaded my show. Just countries, Uruguay, France, that's actually listened to my show. It tells me that. Let me tell you something. I bet they listen to this shit and bust out fucking laughing at some of the shit that goes on in America. I bet they sit over there and be like, they don't get it. They don't understand. I'm pretty sure they do.
Yeah, that's in America. That's why I said there's other cultures.
Well, I'm talking about America. I'm talking about, because most of the people that's on my phone line, matter of fact, not most, everybody on my phone line is going to be American tonight. Okay.
So what I'm just trying to get them to understand is that we're all human. And just because we're Americans, I mean, you know, that doesn't mean that, I'm not going to say that everybody should just, like, accept it if that's not, you know, for them. But I'm just saying that, you know, I'm just addressing the issue that it is something that is doable. It is something that works for mass groups of people in other areas. That's what I'm saying.
Yes, yes. And there's mass groups of people who monogamy works for. There are millions of people in this country who get married and stay married and don't sleep around. That's my whole – see, my whole point is it's everybody is not the same. But what I'm telling you is – the ones, well, not that they know of, but instinctively, you have a lot of men, and like I said at the beginning of the show, even when you, before you even get married and lock in, okay, you don't sleep with one person and marry that one person you slept with the first time. Even if you do get married at 26 or 27 and you find that special someone, how many motherfuckers did the guy go through till he got to that motherfucker?
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, maybe so, he can get to that point. Maybe so. And at what age should he get, what age would you suggest it? But at the end of the day, it's still not instinctive for him to just sleep with that one motherfucking person. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. I'm not buying it, people. You're not convincing me of that. I'm a guy. I know. And I know other guys. I be around guys. I fucks with dudes. We talk. I know everything, women. I know the shit you think. I know. I know how we are. Better than you think. You think you know us. But you really don't. Half of the time. Now, Shay, so you would contend that it is, in fact, harder for a man to be monogamous than it is a woman, by nature. That's the main question.
Yeah, by nature, I will agree with that. It is. I mean, I have seen it. I mean, I personally know very good men that are married or, you know, are in stable, healthy relationships, and I know some that have strayed. And it's not, to me personally, I don't think it's because they're not a good man, because, like I said, I know these people. I know they're good men. However, there's got to be something in there because, you know, everything else was good on the home front. So, you know, there was nothing pushing them. There was nothing. It's got to be something that's instinctual because people just don't do things just to do it. Everything, every action.
Well, actually, Shay, it's kind of like they're not doing it, just do it. But they, like when they say that, I don't know why I did it, motherfucker.
That's what I'm saying.
Have you watched The Animal Planet? Did you take fourth grade science, motherfucker? What do you mean? You're a fucking guy. That's why you did it. Now, if women gonna come on this fucking show tonight and say, you know, you motherfuckers are hoes by nature, well, guess what? If you want to call it being a hoe, fuck it then. If you want to say that, if you want to use that slanderous term to describe what I'm talking about tonight, then so be it, motherfucker, whatever. I ain't finna sit here and go back and forth with your ass and argue with you about it tonight. Not on this episode. That's what you want to call it, whatever. But what you will not convince me of differently tonight is that it's not instinctual for a man to want to do it. I know for a fact it is. And you know for a fact it is. Just like you know for a fact we ain't as emotional as you. The only thing about it is, you want to get a pass on being more emotional when it's around your time, when it's that time of the month, so I'm in a bad mood. Okay, we know that. Touche. So we let it go. We let it slide.
We're designed to be different for that very reason, because women are the nurturers, you know, by nature. We're supposed to be able to have that emotional nurturing capability so that you can care for your children. You know,
exactly.
So that you can provide for your family, that part. And the man, by nature, is designed to be, you know, a little bit harder so that he can go out and provide. I mean, you know, if you, you know, back in the day, you can't be worried about, you know, being all sensitive or whatever, and you got to go out there and hunt down whatever you got to bring home. You got to just go out there and get it in and do it.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's it's just a different type of mentality.
Like I
so
said,
that's where men and women different.
That's right. 347, you on deck in no more than 2 minutes, but I got to ask you the last question. Shay, at what age do you think the average man realistically is ready to get married and settle down? To stop it?
I don't know.
At what age do you think that he has enough growth and control of it, because it doesn't never stop. It never stops.
Okay. Well,
it never
stops. if I had to, like, put a roundabout number, I would say around in the 40s. I mean, I'm saying realistically, I would say around in their 40s.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because it takes a lifetime of learning to know things. But, you know, as people mature and, you know, then you have to know what you like and don't like. So I'm going to say around in the 40s because, you know, around that time, you know, a person should be pretty much, they should be pretty much on their game. You know what I'm saying? They should be pretty much set.
40s is high. 40s is high, but I didn't even go that far. I said 35, 30, mid-30s.
It depends on the person. Some people don't grow up as fast as other people, and that being said, you know, they might need them extra few little years. That's what I said. So around 40, some people a little sooner. You know, some people maybe even later. Hell, I don't know, but I would definitely
not your fucking 20s. Would you agree with that?
No.
No fucking way in hell.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck if it's my child. I don't give a fuck who, nigga. Do not get married in your 20s. I don't give a shit. You got to be a special motherfucker. Now, every now and again, it's the exception to every rule. But in your 20s, I'm not suggesting it. I'm going to tell my goddamn daughter and my child and my son, nigga, do not do it. I will advise them not to. I don't give a fuck how much they love their boyfriend or girlfriend.
You don't even know yourself in your 20s. You're still discovering
your own self. Wait. If you want to just sleep with that one person for the next 10 years, so be it. But don't get married. Don't try and commit. Don't make no lifelong commitment in your fucking 20s. All right, Shay, stay on the line. I'm going to go to the next call. I got somebody that's raising their hand, all right?
Okay, I'll be listening.
All right. 347-663, you're on with K100. What's popping?
What's going on, Blizzard? How are you?
Hi, who's this?
La Crush.
Oh, what's happening, baby? What's going on? We got La Crush from the Candy Crush Show. This is, the homegirl Ruby, who calls the show quite frequently, this is her counterpart, her co-host on this show, Candy Crush, the Afternoon Quickie. You feel what I'm saying? What's going on? I'm glad you can call into the show. What's popping?
I got only a few minutes because I'm about to go on air myself at 9 o'clock, so
okay.
I'm just going to go ahead and get into the question you asked.
Okay, go ahead.
I've been listening. I tuned in. I didn't know what the hell it was. I didn't read nothing about it, so when I tuned in, I just heard you going off.
Right.
All right. And me personally, I don't believe in the whole marriage thing. I'm not trying to get married. I don't even want to have anybody kid. But I do agree with you. I agree with you 112% about guys being high wired and the women being, you know, high wired wrong. Some are wrong, some are the wires are somewhat crossed and things like that. But I think what the problem is when it comes to women accepting the fact that by nature this is what a man is. What it comes to by is how a man presents it.
Well, what do you mean?
He's not like when you say the alpha male, you hit it right there on the nose. When you think about it, in nature, the alpha male is holding down the front.
Right.
So a woman can't say, listen, you know, you need to take care of home, because the alpha male is going to take care of home, going to make sure she's protected, going to make sure nobody's fucking with his turf.
Right.
Men are not doing that. That's where the part is coming at.
I understand
men are not doing that. They, you know, you want to accept it, fine, I accept it. Now you need to take care of home. You get what I'm saying? You do have women out there that follow men. That's where the woman, we call them stupid. We call them ridiculous. But, yeah, she's holding down this man because he done got locked up, okay? That same woman, she accepted the fact that he's out there doing whatever it is that he's doing, and she's going to hold on to him, but he's not taking care of home. So now, by any means necessary, that's where survival kicks in. So yes, by nature, you are a cheater, but also by nature, you're supposed to be a provider, because that's the way you're built.
Right.
That's where it comes for a woman point of view. The first thing that we look for when we're looking for in a man is that stability, that protection. And if you out there fucking Susie, Mary, and Jane, and home is not taken care of, then I'm going to have to question which one is more important. Am I important, or is going out there fucking everything moving important?
Right. Now, I understand totally what you're saying, LaCrush, but let me tell you how the conversation went earlier on Facebook, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The question was posed. If the man is holding down the front, if he is holding, you got women, it doesn't matter if that man holding that motherfucker front down. I had a show on yesterday and we talked about that. It don't matter if he's holding down the front. Some women don't give a fuck. If he is holding down the front, they still feel like, fuck that, it's my dick only, nigga. I don't give a fuck if I'm living in the lap of luxury. I had a show yesterday. Okay, my show yesterday was basically asking if you was living in a lap of luxury, you live in a gravy ass life, and you everything was positive, popping, and you was just so happy, would you even want to know? We had women still say, yeah, I want to know if he's cheating or not. Bitch, why? You feel what I'm saying? So it don't matter. It don't matter if you're holding down the front or not.
Well,
in this country,
well,
and where we're at, they don't give a fuck if you're holding down home.
But that's the wiring. You get what I'm saying?
I know
women,
that.
Some women are built not to be able to accept those things. It depends on how you're built. Like, you have some women that, okay, their man done fucked up, their man got it. She, by any means necessary, she going to be the mother, she going to be the father, she going to take care of kids. And then you have some women that can't step up and play both roles. You get what
right.
I'm saying? Because they're not wired that way. They're not built that way. So when a woman want to know, that's because she's either doing something or she's just insecure with her own being.
When you
want to know too much, if you want to know what's behind door number three, you can't get mad about what's behind it because you could have just went to door number one or door number two. You opened up. You asked for that. You get what I'm saying? So you can't get mad at nobody. You can't even be mad at him. You got to be mad at self because you opened up door number three. You had two other doors to go to, but you want to know what's going on behind door number three. If home is taken care of and there's shoes on your feet, clothes on your back, your kids are fed, you fed, and you're doing everything under the book, why go to door number three? If he's not bringing nothing back home to you, if he's not throwing it up in your face, flaunting it around, if people are not sitting up there laughing at you, and he's, like I said, he's handling his business, why even care about door number three? Everybody said up there, like even the whole, not to bring it up, but Bill Clinton and Hillary. You never heard Hillary get nowhere. Nothing about it. Everybody else made a big deal about it. You haven't heard Hillary speak on it at all.
Because he's the president of the fucking United States. He's
exactly.
An absolute fucking male. Of course he's going to get his fucking dick sucked by the fucking intern, bitch.
He took
yeah.
it home.
Because he
obviously
did. He's a fucking president.
And you know, sometimes you got to be built that way. A woman... Yeah. And woman depends on her upbringing because it's not just by instinct; it's also about your environment.
How much do you think society has to play on it?
Society has a big part to play on it, but what mostly has a part to play is your home. Your home has the biggest part to play on it. How your relationship was with your dad, how your relationship with your dad and your mom, even if your dad was in the picture or if there was another man in the picture, or it plays a big part. Some people are built to not let that affect them, but majority, 90% of the time, that affects a woman especially. It affects a woman.
Mm-hmm. So at what age, let me ask you the second part of the question. I'm going to let you go so I know you got to get ready. At what age do you think a man or a woman, for that matter, should get married, should lock down? What's the age range for you?
For me, I'm going to have to say I'm going to go into the mid-30s.
Mid-30s?
Mid-30s. I'm going to go into the mid-30s because I don't believe in the 20s, not at all. I believe when you get to 30, you're still blinking. You don't know which side. It's like when you turn to 18. You know, I'm grown, but I'm not grown yet. When you get to 30,
right.
I'm grown, but I'm not grown yet. 35, you settle. You know what I mean? You supposedly, mentally, you're supposed to be wanting to settle, wanting the lockdown stuff. But we're always stressed because of, I guess, our body function, stuff like that, that it's supposed to be younger than that. You know, you're supposed to step up to the plate, provide
right.
for us.
Right.
But that, once again, that's society.
Right. Society.
It's not mandatory for us to be.
It's unnatural. It's unfucking natural. You fucking, but one thing about it, you'll get a motherfucker that goddamn, that they're a 25-year-old motherfucking man, and they'll tell them, oh, it's about time you need to find the right one, you need to find the right chick or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Look, he's fucking 25 years old. Everything in his fucking 9 out of 10 times, and of course we have the exception. It's like we have the exception of a motherfucker that wanna suck another nigga dick. It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking people that's fucking not wired right, but at the end of the fucking day, if he's wired like most men, everything in him is telling him to chase pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily chase all the hoes pussy, all the tramp-ass hood rat pussy, but in fact, chase pussy. Yes,
mm-hmm.
motherfucker. Everything in his being is telling him when he sees that attractive woman to goddamn want to instinctively sleep with her. So you telling him to not do that, to go against that, and to just find that, he want to sleep with her. But that one doesn't stop the fact that he wants to sleep with her, and fucking her, and her over there, because all the motherfuckers, goddamn it, are attractive. Should he do it? No. But is everything in him telling him to do it? Fucking yeah, right. Yeah. Of course. Of course. Everything in him is telling him to do it. And if you don't believe that, you're an idiot. All right, Candy Crush, real quick, tell the people how to find your show so I can answer some more of these calls real quick, baby.
Okay, well, this is LaCrush Hearts. I'm going also on Fantasy Radio Live right now at 9 p.m. And you can check out Candy Crush Afternoon, Late Night, and my show at www.phonefantasyradio.com. That's it.
All right, babe. Thanks for calling into the show. Appreciate
it. All right,
you.
No problem.
All right, you know I tune in, but I got to goddamn handle this over here, right?
All right, have a great show.
All right. All right. This is the homegirl. 843, is this L?
Of course this is L.
What's happening? Where you been? Ah, that ship you worked up. I'm going down the line, everybody. If you've already hit the number one, if you hit the number one, I'm going down the line right now. I'm going down the line in order that you was that you called in. So, L, you on deck. Now, of course, you just kind of chimed in. I think I seen your number just pop in. But for the most part, I don't know if you read the synopsis. Did you read the synopsis?
I read it tonight. Yes,
okay.
I did.
Okay, so, of course, the very first question is, do you think it's harder for males to be monogamous than women? All right? Because we are instinctively driven to have more than one sex partner.
I like the way you use your words in your synopsis. I like the breakdown. I like your play on the words. Let me say that first. Secondly, I think that maybe yes, instinctively yes, but unlike the chimps, you have common sense. So if you are going to decide to be in a monogamous relationship, then you should try your hardest to fight your instincts and do that. I understand it's going to be hard. There's temptations in everything that we do. And, yes, if you're doing a comparison with the stems, yes, it is your, it's in your instincts. It's in your genetic makeup to want to try different things. I agree with Crush on your second question, what was the age. I'm thinking like 30, you know, mid-30s as well. I mean, because
when you're LL, when you raised up, okay, see, this is the problem that I have with not just, I'm not trying to make it personal against you, but just women, America, society in general, where we're living at over here in this Western Hemisphere, in this continent, okay? My problem is, they tell you, they don't tell, have you ever told anybody, say, won't you just wait till you're 30? You women are not told that, okay? Women are told to get married in their 20s.
Because it messes,
right.
It's
right,
so screwed up because society is like, you know, if you're not, and even if you are seeking a career first, it's still like, you need a man. And so it's like, okay, we need a man, but nobody has prepared the little boys that eventually become a man to be raised and settle down when they're 20. You know what I'm saying? So then if we go and find somebody older, then you dating somebody that's too old. So it's like us women are out there left, like, okay, what are we supposed to do? Society's telling me that I need a man. Once I pass 8, once I hit 21, basically I should be settling down and making a home. That's what I should be doing as a woman. But the man who I'm settling down and making a home for, society is telling him to keep looking. So what if that puts us in a bad spot automatically. You know, you don't know what you want as a man at 20 as far as a wife goes. That's what society says. You know, unless you
right.
are just deep in rooted in the church and that's where you at, then those relationships sometimes they don't even work. You know, sometimes they
right.
don't even work. But unless that's
But you know what's funny?
It's
funny that you say if you're deeply rooted in the church. It's funny because I brought up the Bible even in the synopsis. It's like we pick and choose. That's my problem with shit like
no,
that. Because
it's
we pick
a problem. And then
yes, it is.
The
because we pick and choose
that.
What part to go with. Because Moses and all the heroes in the Bible all had multiple wives.
You're right. And it's like it is society. It's the Western culture that has everything backwards, which has everything screwed up. You know what I'm saying? Everything is screwed up because of that. And even going back to that, even in the deeply rooted church society, church structures, a lot of times them people are just getting married so that they can go ahead and have sex. They're not getting married because they love this person. They get married because they was told to stay a virgin, and now they, when they get married, then they can have sex. Okay, then when both of them try it, then the female is like, okay, well, this is my husband, and this is an act I do with my husband, but the dude is like, whoa, I like this, and if it's good with her, then I might need to try it with somebody else.
Right.
So it's just all backwards. It's all backwards. It's all crazy. I think I totally agree with Crush. Like I said, when you, it's just like you try different jobs when you're growing up. You try different things or you study different things before you choose a career, that you want to make a career and stick with that, and that's what you want to do for the rest of your life. That's the same thing with a spouse. You date different people, you do different things, and you figure out what you like about this and what you don't like about that before you set your mind on the one thing that may not be perfect, but you can deal with a little bit of this, and you like a lot of that. So you have to go through that in order to even get with that to that point to where you can say, okay, this is the person, but you don't need to really be making those decisions. You haven't lived enough before you hit 30, 35. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
35. But you haven't lived enough to know what you really like and what you don't, and that's why you run into the problems of divorce. Because people, I mean, there's many reasons, but one reason I'm sure is you didn't really know what you wanted when you got married.
I know the fuck out. When I was, I did the most retarded shit. I did stupid. I did multiple retarded shit when I was in my 20s. Okay, stupid retarded shit. I should have never been in any form of a relationship whatsoever in my 20s. Now, 2020's hindsight, looking back at it, it had nothing to do with the person I was with. It had nothing. It was because I wanted to fuck more than one person instinctively. Everything in me, even though I loved him or whatever, I didn't want to hurt him or whatever, but every time I got them, got put in an opportunity to fuck another bitch, I fucked another bitch. Period.
Well, hey.
Because I went with my instinct. I did. It was like, it's fucking retarded for somebody in their fucking 20s to try and be in a fucking relationship, let alone a marriage. That is fucking retarded to me. Unless you're one of these rare breed of people who at that age, literally at that age, is going to work for. That's rare.
Yeah.
It will work for few.
It will work for few, but it's not going to work for the mass majority. But, I mean, you see that every day. It does not work for the mass majority. It's going to work for a few. And I think sometimes those people are just, no, I mean, it's got to be. Those people are just like, okay, this is where I'm at. This is where I'm staying. And they're not willing to, you know, dip out on that. But that's not to say that just because the marriage works out that they didn't have their issues of infidelity at some point. That just means they didn't get divorced.
Exactly.
You know, so
you feel me?
Run into the same thing where they're trying different things, but they just said at the end of the day, this is where I'm going to stay at.
Right. And like I said, like I told everybody else, like I tell everybody on the show, you feel what I'm saying? Even if you do get married or whatever, what's the odds of that guy, of you being that guy's first? You feel what I'm saying? You feel me? You married a guy after he done slept with 50 women. That shit, and let's just say, that's just he done slept with 30 women, okay? That's the average number. Mm-hmm. We had episode 10, motherfuckers, the whole threshold. Go back and check it, you feel me? Classes and sessions. All right? You feel me? Go back and check it. That's average for a guy. He already slept with 30. That right there alone tell you that a man really ain't bred instinctively to sleep with one fucking woman. Now, when he meets that one and he wants to, quote, unquote, try and make a family and blah and all this other stuff, that's cool. That's understandable. But at the end of the day, he is fighting against a natural instinct to not do that. And some men are better at it.
Yeah, some men are better at it than others. And I think even once you hit that age to where you feel like you've played the field enough, it, in some ways, it has a lot to do with you playing the field enough and you found somebody that you can really put on your team. And you don't want to risk her playing the field. You don't want to risk her being out there even as a free agent anymore. So then that's another reason why you change. You fight it a little bit harder.
Right. Right, right.
Because the men are very territorial.
Right.
And what's
but
their property,
about
once they reach that point where it's their property and they like feeling good about their property, they don't want the slightest thing to mess up or have somebody else come in on their property. So
of
they
course.
Fight that instinct to go out there and get it a little bit harder. It doesn't always work, but they fight it.
Yes, I understand that totally. Now, and like I want to pay, I welcome everybody to the show, 347-9340, what the fuck? What the fuck? Okay, my phone line's tripping. I just all of a sudden got 30, it's all the same number duplicated 20 times. Hold on, everybody. My switchboard is, wait, one minute. My switchboard is wigging out on me. Okay, I'm going to hang up. Can everybody else, can y'all hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yeah.
Okay, I'm trying to fix Something's going on with my switchboard. Somebody just texted me, my switchboard is busy, and now I see that people can't get through, and my switchboard has the same number duplicated 20 times over and over and over down my phone. Something's going on with my site.
Can you disconnect and just come back?
No, I can't. If I hang up, I don't know. I don't think I can. Y'all stay on the line.
Okay.
Everybody that's on the line, stay on the line. Real quick, private caller, can you hear me? Private caller? Can you just say yes or no, private caller? Keisha, can you hear me? Keisha, can you hear me? Michigan girl, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Key, can you hear me? Shay, can you hear me? Key, can you hear me? Shay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Key, can you hear me, Key? Okay, Key can't hear me, and Keisha must can't hear me. Something's going wrong with my switchboard, y'all. Hold on, this is obviously a computer error. Trying to fix it. 713, can you hear me in the 713?
What up,
homie? Hold on a second. All right, stay on the line real quick. I'm trying to see something's going on with the Blog Talk joint. It's kind of tripping out right now real quick. Hold on a second. I'm trying to fix it. People are texting me saying they're talking and I can't hear them. Right. All right, hold on a second. Let me see if I can correct this problem. Stay on the line, everybody, real quick. Give me 1 minute. Let me do some troubleshooting here. LL.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. All right. So Key said that she can hear me, but was she talking? I don't know. If you were talking, Key, just let me know or not. Hit me back. And you can teach you. All right. So, I don't know if it's going on. All right, everybody, hold on.
Up.
All right. So, LL, I'm going to go on to the, I'm going to go on to people whose number I can answer. All right. Thanks.
I'm here.
All right, yeah, everybody, hold on. I'm gonna try and dial the people out that was just trying to dial me in real quick, and let's see what's going on with that. All right, give me 1 second, everybody. Yeah. So, hello?
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening, man? I don't know if that was your number or my switchboard real quick, but, yeah, my whole computer just locked up and then, like, your number duplicated, like, filled up my whole switchboard with your number all at the same time. So, I'm trying to figure out if this is a computer error. I think something's going on with the Blog Talk site. There's nothing I can really do about that, y'all. Sorry, everybody. I'm fucking officially murking Blog Talk tonight. Yeah. Motherfucker. Making me look all the professional and shit. Not feeling it. Not feeling it at all. All right. That ate up about 5 minutes of fucking airtime trying to get that straight. Anyway, we're back, everybody. We reloaded. And classes in session. Now, we're right back on track. I got you in the line. You was the number that was doing. I don't know if it was your number or whatever, but we back on track. I see everything's back to normal now. Okay, so everybody else, please hit the number one again. I had to clear everything out. So if you want to talk, please hit the number one again if you're on the line. If you're listening out there at www.world, call back 347-934-0966. Once again, 347-934-0966. And I think the problem has corrected itself. All right, homie. So I got you on the air. This is He That Shall Remain Nameless. What's happening? Catch your chocolate.
Boy, that's technology. It'll fill your ass.
It will, man. It goes like that sometimes. But all right, we're on deck, man. So look, y'all know what we're talking about. You know what I'm talking about? Go ahead and give it to me. You think that instinctively, you think it's harder, way harder for men to be monogamous. Just on pure instinct.
Damn, you're breaking up. But yeah, the answer to that question is a yes, because, I mean, that's just how we made.
You're right. But I want to understand, do you get what I'm saying when I say...
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
You know, the part about the album, what do you think about that? When I said, you know, if you're going to be something, if you want to be like that, you feel what I'm saying? If you want to be, not do all that,
like T-Pain, man, when your signal come through, I can't hear you. You keep breaking up. I'm gonna call Shay on three-way and get her to try to get me in.
Oh, yeah, man. I don't know what's going on with this joint, man.
All right.
Everybody, connection has reset and everything's looking fucking normal right about now. Sorry, everybody. What can I do, man? It's technical difficulties. I can't do anything about it. I'm at the mercy of fucking technology, people. I'm mashing Blog Talk and Comcast. I don't know who fucking fault this is. I get the right one with goddamn the shots and the ricochet. All right, Shay. Let me go to the homie from the 713. 713, you're there.
What up, Blizz? What up,
AJ? Can you hear me? With you, bro?
Man, you coming in and out, man. I was about to tell you that, man. I don't know what's up with this Blog Talk tonight.
Yeah, man. Well, I don't know if it's Blog Talk or if it's the Comcast signal, because I'm looking at my signal strength, and my signal strength is really low. You feel me? And also, the Blog Talk, my screen just keeps refreshing by itself. It doesn't never really do that hardly often, so I don't know if it's the internet connection or whatever, but I'm trying to work through it. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
All right, go ahead. So go ahead and tell me what you think about what we got going on tonight. All right. My episode 95 did basic thing. All right. Go ahead and tell me what you think that men are by instinct prone to cheat.
I can't hear you, okay? You're breaking up real bad. Hello?
Yeah. Hello, you hear me? Go ahead,
hello?
Talk. I can hear you. Yeah, go ahead and talk. I can hear you.
Hello?
Yeah.
I'm going to call it back, man. I'm going to hang up and call back.
All right. I'm trying this again. AJ, can you hear
Hello?
Me now? You hear me now?
Yeah, I got you.
All right, go ahead, bro. Go ahead and run down what you want to say, man. I had to hang up on everybody, man. I hope they all call back. Sorry, everybody. I cleared the line. That was the only thing I could think to fucking do, man. I don't know. I don't know what's up with that. I cleared the whole fucking line. Go ahead, bro.
Man, what I think about it is, man, you know, the male instinct, man, is strong, you know what I'm saying, even with the animals and everything. But at a certain point in time, I think it's about growth. Once you decide to grow up inside of your mind and not want 150 different women, and when you find that one woman that you want, I think that's when it'll be that time to settle down. I don't think you really have too much control over it to a certain extent, but once your mind, you know, once your mind says, okay, I'm set on one person, then that's what it is.
Now, even when you find that one special one person, because let me tell you something. I know a lot of men. I know a lot of married men who love their wife and they feel like their wife is special. That's the one person that they want. They want her to be wifey, okay? They want to take care of her. They want to look out for her. They don't want nothing to happen to her. They want to provide for her, all that. And they do that, and they still fuck up the chicks now and again. You feel me? Why?
Yeah.
Why? But listen, you feel me? You feel me? I got friends like that. I know people like that.
I know exactly what you're talking about, man. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Why is that?
I don't know, man. It's just the law.
You
see,
I'm telling you why, AJ. I'm going to tell you why, bro. Instinct. Episode 95. Basic instinct, people. That's why he does that. That's why I know for a fact, because I done seen this nigga whoop niggas, damn near about to fucking really go and kill a nigga, about this broad. I ain't never seen him act like that before. About that motherfucking woman. I know he love that motherfucker.
Yeah.
You feel me? There's no question in my mind. He love her, nigga. I know he love her. But he fuck other bitches every now and again. Why?
That's the law of nature, man. That's just the law of nature with the male species, man. If I could even go back to the slavery days, man. If you really just go back into it, man, most male black African American or however you want to say it, slaves were breeding black people like horses. That was what we were there for. We were there to breed more stronger black people to build America for the white people. I mean, you know, it's like every race and everything that you go through, whatever you live through, you're a product of your own environment.
But I don't even know if it's, I don't even think this is racial, man. I think this shit is across the male human being species. Men, humans. Mammal, men, human, men. I don't give a fuck where you from. I don't give a fuck where you grew up. I don't give a fuck if you black or white. I don't give a shit tonight on this fucking episode. I'm telling you right now, it does not matter. It don't matter. The only thing that could change, now your upbringing or whatever could make you, or your religious beliefs could make you quell it, could make you hold it down. It could make you put it in check, but it does not turn it off.
No, I don't.
It's in your DNA. It's in your DNA, bro. It's in your DNA.
Every man, I'm telling you, man, it's like even when I had a girl, you know what I'm saying, I had to hold it in check, but it was times when I wanted to just pounce on the chick like a lion or something, man, because these motherfuckers be so fine, man. It's hard, but it can be done, you know what I'm saying? But it's inside of your mind, though, is whether you want to control it or not. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it's all about the growth in you.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean,
exactly.
Some people,
exactly.
You know, I mean, come on now. We humans, man. Everybody has a sneaky and indicative side, man. If you can get away with that shit, then why not?
Right.
Yeah.
But see the question ain't AJ, can you get away with it and why not? The question is, even if you know you can get away with it, what the fuck is in you making you want to do that shit, dog? That's what I'm addressing tonight. That's why the show is called Basic Instinct. It's the shit is woven in your ass.
Yeah, that's basically it, man. You asked the question before you can even get it out of there, man. And it's hard as hell, you know, to think of anything different. You know what I'm saying? I mean, hey, it is
right.
What it is.
Now, I'll ask you this as going to what, I see you, Shay. I think you got the homie on the line, so I'll come to you. And I see you, T. Lewis, and I see you, private caller, with your hand raised, and y'all in line. I had to hang up on, like, 10 people, man. I'm sorry about that. I hope they call back. The show sounds like it's okay right now. So everybody listening out there in www.world, please call back, 347-934-0966. I have no control over this computer shit, okay? So call back, all right? But what you just said, bro, let me tell you why, because the second half of the question of the show is, at what age do you think somebody should settle down, stop, and chill and shit, you know what I'm saying, whatever. And I will contend to you this. I will put this out there for everybody to hear tonight on K100 Radio. You rock with K100 Radio. Blizzum, I'm your host. You rock with the best of them. I will say this right here, okay? The thing about it is, when you get mentally, with age and maturity, you mentally grow, and so therefore what you learn to do is to control that carnal instinct, that basic instinct in you that makes you want to go out and cheat with other people. You learn to control it with time. That's why you don't have as much control of it as you do in your 20s, as you do in your 20s when you do in your 30s and 40s and so on and so forth. You understand what I'm saying? So that's why I always suggest, and my number that I suggest that anyone seriously start talking about getting married and trying to be monogamous is at least the age of 30. For men, especially, at least 30. You feel what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you feel what I'm saying? It's not the fact that he doesn't want to do it. It's the fact that he's grown and matured enough in his mental mind to control and keep it in check. But it's still there. It's still there.
Yeah. And then another thing is, man, you know, a lot of cats, man, marry chicks and stuff like that because they take their ownership or possession over. You know what I'm saying? They know that it's other women out there that they want to fuck with, but they want to put a stamp of approval on that. You know what I'm saying? Mark the territory, which is another thing about instinct. They mark the territory that the chick is theirs, and they don't want nobody else to have them. But at the same time, they still have their freedom to roam. You know what I'm saying? That's instinct too. So that's another reason why people get married so early to try to own, to, you know what I'm saying, to try to put ownership on another person. But in all actuality, you can't own nobody, man. You know what I'm saying? That's natural instinct of a human, period, man or woman. If a chick finds out you're cheating, fuck, she can play the same game you're playing. And you'll never know it unless you actually just took the time out to stop doing what you're doing to pay attention to what she's doing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Exactly. That's just another way I see it, you know?
Yes, exactly. I understand totally what you're saying, bro. All right. So let me go ahead and go to the next call. I got a couple more people raising their hand. Some of the people are calling back, man. All right, so stay on the line if you want to, man. I'm gonna have an open mic at the end. All right, appreciate it. All right, I'm going to open up Shay's line because I think she got the homie on the line. Shay.
Yeah, this me and Sexual Chocolate on the line here.
Randy Watson, Sexual Chocolate. All right, man. Yo, I don't even know what was going on with the site, everybody, but I got the problem corrected. You understand what I'm saying? It seems like I'm coming through clear and everything. And so once again, everybody that's listening out there at www.world, please call back. 347-934-0966. You know, we're dealing with technology, computers, internet. Shit happens, all right? What can I say? All right, now, homie, before we're going to go ahead and let you go ahead and have the floor because you was the one that kind of got jammed up, all right? So go ahead real quick and tell me. You already agreed that instinctively it's harder for us, okay? You would say that, but why is it that you think that women have a problem understanding it so much? Because in the same token, they expect for us. I feel like they expect for us as men to understand that they're emotional, to understand their emotional needs, to understand all that, to understand when they crabby, when they got a period, all that shit right there. They want us to understand because that's what it is being a woman. But when we say, well, shit, understand that it's in me to fuck other bitches, oh, it's a motherfucking problem. Why is that, bro? Why do you think that is? Is it society teaching them that shit or what?
It's a number of things, man. It's society. They've been, that stuff, type of stuff has been jammed in their head to only have a one-woman man. And another thing, too, is, like everybody already said, you know, they're not built like us. So they can't fathom it, they can't comprehend it, they can't understand it. And the thing about it, too, is, man, and I saw this on the post, you know, when we was talking about it, Key kind of said, you know, that's, well, I think this is what you were trying to say. This is kind of why the black people are going down. But other cultures and races have been doing this forever. They just know how to separate the damn sex from the, you know, holding down the home front and the money and everything else. They know how to do this. They pass this down from generation to generation on how to do it and how to keep it from being messy. But we as black folks, you know, we done kind of fucked it up, you know, like trying to take care of two or three, fuck around, have six or seven bras, but can't take care of them and messing the whole thing up.
Right, exactly. Because on the post, we had someone that said, you know, this is what's wrong with black people, whatever, blah, blah, blah. You feel me? This kind of thinking. I'm like, listen, this ain't a black, this is not a black problem. Men not being able to be monogamous is not a black problem. Just like the other caller, I'm like, look, bro, this is not, black men are the only men who got this issue. Every fucking male has this issue on the planet. Every mammal male on the planet has this problem.
And this is one thing too, man. You know, being that I got grown, I kind of want to ask my dad. I was like, you know, you ever cheated on my mom or stepdaughter or whatnot? I ain't built up the gall to ask him, but even if he told me yes, I wouldn't really trip about it. Cause
why would
I
you?
Understand how
if you're a guy and you're a grown, if you're a grown man, why the fuck would you even fathom tripping about that, bro?
I could understand it better now. Now that I, you know, understand how a man is built. That's his instinct. That's just natural. How we, you know, how we tick.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to swing on my dad or be nothing like, you know,
right.
Nothing like that. I'd just be like, okay, I understand. But, you know, you still here 38 years later, so shit, you know how to handle it if you did do that. So
right. If you did do that, if you did step out, you still know how to handle it. He still handled home. If he did step out, your ass didn't know. She ain't goddamn
okay.
Know. You feel me? But if he did, one thing about it, and if you be honest, and I might dial up my goddamn daddy tonight. Goddamn it, and ask him on the air. Fuck it. Nah, I ain't gonna do that. I'm just bored. I'm just saying. I'd like to ask all the older men who've been married, that's like in their 50s and 60s, who've been married 30 years and shit like that, did you ever cheat?
Boy,
and I wish we could just fucking know. I would like to just have that fucking statistic in front of me right now.
You
feel what I'm saying?
Story.
I honestly and truly believe that most of them probably did. They just it's just the fact that the women back then understood that, goddamn it, they understood more so that's what the fuck was going. But these motherfucking new age women, they don't get it. They
exactly.
Don't fucking understand.
Exactly.
They're living in this fucking la-la world where they think it's supposed to be all about their motherfucking monkey asses. But let one of their motherfucking asses have an emotional goddamn shit going on, we supposed to understand. Fuck
and I was talking to one of my older friends, you know, she from Bay Harbor, but she like 40. And she was telling me about how she went to a little, you know, little banquet or whatever, and her husband was just dancing with another woman, grinding or whatever. And some other woman tried to, you know, get up in her business, like, look at your husband. You ain't mad at what he doing? And she was like, why the fuck I care? That nigga been married to me 20 years. You know, what the fuck I
right.
care if he out there, you know, she actually said, what the fuck I care if she out there screwing or if he out there flirting a little bit. You know, I mean, I know where that man lay his head and where his heart at.
Right.
You know, they got that, them older people got that understanding, you know.
Exactly.
So it ain't nothing to trip about.
It really ain't. It really not. Okay, so before I go on to the next caller, what's the age, bro? If you had to say, what age do people get married? What you think?
Ooh, I would say, for a man,
uh-huh.
between 35 and 38.
Uh-huh. Somewhere
and
up in
for
there.
A woman, and for a woman, probably 30.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's a good number. Everybody's giving the man a couple more years, and rightly so. Rightly so. You feel me? We're fighting
it.
A whole battle that they're not even fighting, so it may take us a little longer.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? But I think a lot of these women goddamn don't understand. A lot of these goddamn women got that goddamn whole gene, and they fooling their motherfucking self.
Right.
They fooling their motherfucking
right.
self. They listening to society thinking that they goddamn, you know, some of them possess the whole gene and don't know it till it's too late. Bitch already married now, and now all of a sudden she's sucking her goddamn coworker dick. What happened, bitch? We don't know. Bitch, you don't know. I don't know, but shit, you did it. It happens. I've been that guy's dick she was sucking. Now, let's move right along. I'm going to get ready to go to another caller real quick. Before I go to another caller, T. Lewis, you're going to be on deck, but hold on. My homegirl Key is texting me saying she can't get through again. I'm going to try to dial her out. Stay on the line real quick. You feel me? I'm trying to dial her out. You feel what I'm saying? And, hold on a second.
Hey, can I interject?
Go ahead, Shay, while I'm doing that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, I know for a fact. We were talking about, you know, some older couples being married. Yes, I happen to know for a fact several older couples where the male stepped out, you know, throughout the course. And to this day, they're all just as happily married and still together, you know, got, you know, years and years under their belt. Whether or not the women knew and were aware, now I know in a couple of cases, yeah, the women did know and were aware, and they dealt with it as they did, and like I said, they're still together. They still, you know, carrying right along. Still carrying right along.
Yes, and that's more than not, you feel what I'm saying? More so than not, you understand what I'm saying? Hold on a second. Let me see if I can get on the line.
And ain't nobody saying it's okay to have a, you know, be going out there and holding yourself around.
Right. All right. I got you on the air. Okay, Key, I got you on the air real quick. Let me go ahead and let you interject. I don't know what the hell's going on with the switchboard or not, but I got you.
I said I was not going to talk.
Oh, you said you was not going to talk.
Yeah, right.
Why not? Why not? What's so special about this particular episode? Why not? You had so much to fucking say on Facebook. I'm just saying, though.
Whatever. I'm trying to damn chump me out or whatever. I don't care about
I'm just saying, though. You had so much to say on Facebook, Sean. What
now? I already said what I had to say.
Well, say it again for the goddamn people. Say it again for the audience. Say it again for the listening audience. Would you please?
How do you feel?
And T. Lewis, I'm coming to you next, homie. Matter of fact, I'm just going to go ahead and cut T. Lewis' mic on because he had his hand raised for a minute anyway. T. Lewis.
What up?
I got you on deck, too. Nah, T. Nah, I got all my motherfuckers. I got all the motherfucking officers on the phone. Welcome, everybody, to K100. 347-934-0966. If you can get in this motherfucker tonight, I don't know. If you can get through, try it. I don't know. If not, if you know me, take me. If you know me, if you know me, if you know me,
yeah, that's going to be the hot topic three ways.
Yeah, I love it. Love it. All right, I'm stop playing. Okay, listen, okay. So first, come on, Key. Let's go ahead and get to the meat and potatoes of what we're talking about. I'm going to ask you, basically, the main question, even though I pretty much know how you feel about it. Do you think that it's harder, and listen to the real question, do you think that it's harder for males to be monogamous than women because we are instinctively driven to have more than one sex partner by instinct?
First of all, if something is instinctual, it does not vary from person to person. It's flat-out instinct. If you want to refer to the animal kingdom.
It is.
Yes. It won't be everybody not wired the same. It's not everybody instinct. Instinct is instinct. So
it
kind of throws out the whole notion that it's instinctual for you to do it.
But
it's a learned behavior. It is
really?
A learned behavior, not necessarily an instinct. Because if it was an instinct, it would be across the board.
It pretty much is across the board.
You would not have men that want to... No, it wouldn't be pretty much. It would be all the way across the board if it was instinct. No,
what you mean?
If it's instinct, it's across the board.
I said some people wiring can be wrong. Just like you got deformities when
you know what happens in nature when the wiring is wrong, they kill them. If a lion has a cub and there's something wrong with it, they kill them.
But ain't nothing wrong with a motherfucking man who want to get other pussy. He's perfect. They're fucking normal. That's why we let him live. Okay, let's move along to the task at hand, because you're going to sit here trying to...
That is the task at hand. You asked me a question. You want to be technical about things.
I
want to refer to nature.
I am referring to nature.
Okay, and I am too.
And I'm telling you, it's across the board.
They kill the animals that are not normal,
it's
quote unquote. If their instincts are not right, they kill them or they die.
Well, before men became civilized, okay? Before men became
when
civilized,
did that?
The same
became civilized.
Well, more so civilized now. You feel what I'm saying? More so civilized before. We used to do the same fucking thing if you want to be goddamn fucking truthful
before
about
that.
We used to goddamn kill. We used to kill the damn deformed babies too. But that's not the point. The point is, so you don't want to admit that it's harder for men to be monogamous than women.
It may be harder. It may be hard for you to be monogamous, but I would not blame that on instinct. I would blame that on learned behavior. I blame it on society, and it's a learned behavior. You're taught that from a little boy. If we taught every little boy from now on not to do that, do you not think that it wouldn't change?
We teach men when we get married not to do it, and they still do it. So what?
Because you taught them when they was little, you put it in them from the start to do the total opposite. And then you want them to change everything you taught them from the start.
Everybody ain't got that goddamn uncle or daddy. They be like, boy, go get you some pussy. But like, everybody won't raise that like that. Even the ones that wasn't still do it, Keith. Even the ones that wasn't.
Keith, I was taught to be with one woman, but shit, still, natural hardwiring came through and, you know, had me off the chain.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Well, let me ask you another question since you're not going to
contend.
She's not going to contend on that, people. We already went through this all down Facebook. Now, listen. What do you think about? What about the age, then? What about the age thing? What about what age should a man at least? What do you think is a good age for a man to try and be married, be in a monogamous relationship?
At the age he feels like that he can control himself, and for some men that never happens. So. You know,
so you're not gonna give an age. You just You just usually gonna go against the grain. You're just not gonna.
I'm just saying that's a fact. That's a fact. Some men never get it out of their system. Like you said with the Lions, they you know, they do it until the younger ones kick them out, or they too old to fight, or whatever. So. Or they die trying. Most men are going to die trying. And it's not going to be from a fight. It's going to be from some other shit that they couldn't get rid of. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, wow. My goodness.
On to the
fucking
next
one. You already knew what was going to happen.
D-Lewis.
Whatever.
D-Lewis.
I don't agree with that bullshit.
D-Lewis. Yeah, D-Lewis. But you know what I'm saying? But one thing about it, when your man don't meet your motherfucking emotional needs, goddammit, it's grounds for divorce. D-Lewis.
Yep, you're right.
T. Lewis.
Yeah.
Go ahead, bro. What you think?
Man, when I saw the thing on Facebook today, I said, no, I got to call in. Because I had this same debate, coworkers and some friends, about homosexuality and what we're talking about right now. That's
uh-huh.
The same thing. Normally, I kind of sort of sometimes I sympathize with females a lot because I understand when you look at it both ways, but in this particular case, women are wired differently than men because the majority of women tend to find the same thing attractive in a man. Most women like alpha males, what I call the Tony Soprano complex. Most women like qualities that Tony Soprano has. So
uh-huh.
You equate that to lions. And when you have that pride of lions, you got one big rusty male lion, whole crew of chicks, and they like that same thing about that one male alpha lion. And you can equate that to wolves too. You might have other male wolves in there, but them beta males better not touch a woman, though it's gonna be a problem. You know
right.
What I'm saying? So I really think men are wired to get it in as soon as they hit puberty. Period. Point blank. Women, they see that one person they like to hold on to that, and it's almost like a role play on the basketball team. Once a woman see a man that she likes, it ain't too many times she's gonna be B.J. Armstrong. She's gonna be Kobe or LeBron. That's what it's gonna be. She's just not gonna be the confident teammate. I'm the owner. I own this team right here.
Right. Now, but even when the guy sees the one that he wants to lock down or whatever, the thing about it is, what guys is, we want to lock them down. We want to lock her down and keep her to ourselves, but instinctively, we still want to, you know, bang the other goddamn women in the pride. You feel me? And this is the problem that women have. You feel what I'm saying? Like, how you going to try and lock something down? Most women will say, look, if you don't want to be like that, don't try and lock her down. Just be goddamn free and do whatever the fuck you want to do and blah, 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 and goddamn, don't try and lock nobody else down if you're going to be blah, blah, blah. Well, in a perfect world, of course that's how it would work. Unfortunately for everybody that's listening to the show, that is not the world that we live in. We live in a world where a man can love a woman, want to lock her down, but at the same thing, he's fighting that carnal urge, that instinct in him, that urge to not be monogamous. You feel what I'm saying?
I like to say
that it's when you get to a certain age in life. And when you get to a certain maturity level, that's why I said it should be done. The more you age and mature, you get to the point where it's like you don't never stop in to fuck other women. Every one of my best friends I know, they look at other women with lust, and they be like, man, boy, if I wasn't mad, woo, boy, they want to do it. But they get to a level where they can control it. And I think that's the key to
right.
it, because I don't think you ever stop wanting to do it. That's why when you see your mama, your daddies, and your old daddies and your uncles and shit, they be old like men. Like, when the goddamn young girl walk up and be like, boy, goddamn, boy, y'all young, boy, I wish I was goddamn 21 again, boy. Oh, woo! You know what I'm saying? Yeah, really, what they want to really do is essentially fuck the man, but they can't. Even if they can't get hard no more, they feel like they want to do it, even though they know they're not going to do it. Yeah, even though they know they're not going to do it, it's just like instinctively something in them be like, woo, man. If only. You know what I'm saying? Even though they got to the mature level, they'd be like, boy, if I was in my prime, boy. But you know, boy. You know?
Exactly.
Old schoolers. Yes, even the old schoolers.
Now, one double standard I knew that I used to not believe, and it was when I was younger, I was like, well, how can he say he loved her if he got all these other women? As I've grown, I had to change that because I do think that guy can love this woman. He can compartmentalize things. He can love this woman and do anything she needs. He's going to be there for her. But
yeah.
He has this other chick on the side that he just bang out, and that's just all it is.
That's what I'm saying. I'm telling you, man, I know people like that. I know people who have spouses who love the fucking hell out of their spouses. I'm telling you, I know they love this person. I ain't never seen them treat no other woman like that one woman. They treat that motherfucking woman. But at the end of the day, I know for a fact that motherfucker will cheat on her ass if he think he gonna get away with it. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not gonna sit back and question this man's love for his woman or his wife. I'm not gonna do. I know he love his woman and his wife or whatever. You feel what I'm saying? But he a motherfucking man.
Yeah, and the whole thing with the black thing though, I got coworkers. Most of the people I work with, they white. I got a dude that came to me today. He just sat down. He said, "Hey, T man, you know what? I need me some fresh." I said, "What are you talking about, fresh?" He said, "You know, fresh." I said, "Oh, you know, I had never heard this term. BTU, he said, "I need some fresh." He said, "Man, I've been married for 8 years, man. I need some fresh."
AKA no pussy. AKA no pussy. It doesn't matter your race. This is not a question of race, people. This shit has absolutely 100% nothing to do with it. It's across the board.
Fresh.
Across the board. Fresh. I think I like it. I need some fresh. Or some, what they call it? The women call it strange. They need this some strange. You know what I'm saying? The women with the whole gene, they call it strange. Hold on, the homie AJ had raised his hand again, everybody. AJ, you want to say something else?
Yeah, man. I just wanted to say, man, you know, what young girls are saying, man, I think it seems like it's confused, you know what I'm saying? Instincts naturally come from a male, you know what I'm saying, period. It has nothing to do with the raising. Like my buddy was saying, you know, like my boy on the line was saying, man, it ain't got nothing to do with raising, man. It's natural instinct. That's exactly what it is. You know what I'm saying? It goes all the way back to the Bible times. If you're a Christian, it goes to the Bible times. You go back to the kings. You go back to the pharaohs. You go back to all that, man. It's just a natural instinct inside of men. Even with Adam and Eve, you think if Adam had another woman on earth, you know what I'm saying, with him, that he wouldn't have stuck his dick in the other one too? Come on, just serious. If he had a choice or an option, he even could have had the best pussy on the planet, but Adam wanted to see what the other pussy was like if it was there. Believe me, that's why he bit the fucking apple.
Well, if you go by the Bible, Adam was a hoe because he had to keep fucking everybody else to repopulate this motherfucker. He fucked his daughter. He was the ultimate motherfucking basic instinct to a hoe. This nigga fucked his daughter, his little cousins, and everything. He had to spread the fucking seed everywhere, nigga. I'm just saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Anybody want to deny that?
And actually,
call 347-934-0966.
That's the point with other races and other cultures. That's why they have multiple wives, so they could repopulate. It ain't nothing about just going out there being a hoe. But people don't know that. People don't know that.
Right. You're right about that, homie.
You sit there, I sit there and work and listen to them Nigerians, man. You know, they see the dude over there having a problem with his wife and he trying to chip out or whatever. And he's going through it. But this African cat over here, that's just regular to them.
Right. Exactly. I don't understand.
And y'all just hit me with something real quick. Y'all just reminded me of something. We got this one guy.
Hold on, what is that? Somebody got some background shit going on.
Yeah, I hear something too, like a...
What is that?
I don't know what that is.
Hold on a second. Cricket.
Hold on. Hello? Let me see who Mike that is. Somebody got the radio turned up or something.
Amy?
T.
It
ain't Lewis.
Me.
Oh, I don't know what the fuck. I don't know who that is. I don't know, man. It might be the blog talk. I don't know what's going on with the... Somebody calling in right now, and they never just popped up 15 times. I went from 7 callers to 20-something and with one number. It's a problem with the switchboard tonight. I think they just having problems with the phone lines tonight. You feel what I'm saying? I think they just having problems with the phone lines tonight. You feel what I'm saying? So, this has never happened before.
Hey,
so.
Blue.
Yeah.
Okay, since y'all want to call an instinct, talk about, you know, how it go back to, you know, this time and that time, I'm going to need y'all to get back in touch with Instinct to tell you to take care of your kids and your house, too.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
that's another thing.
They all live together now.
I do that. Let,
now,
everybody knows that. Everybody listen to synopsis. Yeah, no. Everybody that read my synopsis and everybody that was here at the beginning of the show, I told niggas off the motherfucking top. You feel what I'm saying? Off the top, I told black men and whoever else want to listen to the show that if you go be an alpha male, the motherfucking alpha male line, anybody come up threatening the household, anybody got a motherfucking problem, nigga, he handle it. Okay? He takes care of the cubs. He makes sure the cubs are straight. So niggas need to do that.
They need to, but let's face it. Okay, we want to talk about numbers. The majority of the men do not do that. Period.
That's what I was saying.
If you want to take the roles, okay, I'm not mad at that. Take your role, take care of the house, be the alpha male, have as many wives as you want. But how many men can actually take care of the one that they have now? They got 10 children everywhere. Don't take care of now, damn one of them. But you talking about you're alpha male because you can make a baby.
That's what I was saying. Cats ain't following the concept. If you gonna have them,
right.
you gotta take care.
That's what I'm saying.
And that's what that happened. It just got messed up. Cats, you know,
But see, Key, you tying in what I'm trying to say with goddamn sorry niggas.
I'm tying it in the same concept that you put in. You said instinctually, like mammals, other mammals, that they're not wired to be monogamous, okay, but they're also wired to be providers, to take care, to protect. A lot of men do not do that, so you cannot take part of it and discard the rest of it. You can't say, well, that part is instinctual, but that part is not. That's why I said it's a learned behavior.
No. Even in nature, let's be clear. Even in nature, it's instinctual for the mother to watch the cubs. Okay.
There you go.
He protects them, man. It's instinctual for the mother to nurture and care for them.
You can't protect them if you ain't there. Can't protect them if you over there with 20 other different.
Well, he might be there if that motherfucking bitch didn't get mad because he fucked the other bitch.
Still
be there.
Okay. Whatever. That don't have nothing to do with it.
I could be totally wrong.
What about when the next alpha male come in and kill all the other kids that don't belong to him? How you feel about that? Since you want to, it's all instinct, right? Yeah.
Let some man
come in and take over.
Normally that alpha male would be there till they get to be adult enough to take care of
themselves. The life expectancy of a lion is 15 to 18 years. So the men, y'all need to get the shit together because you ain't got that long. 15 to 18 years.
Look, everybody, we're talking, and I'm trying to use analogies, okay? You feel what I'm saying? For the most part, the kind of sort of course we are. Of course, we're not lions living on a safari. We're human beings,
there are some things
that make us different. That 2% difference in our DNA is what makes us have an opposable thumb and fly rockets to the moon. Okay.
So
that's the difference. Okay, that's the difference between us. But at the end of the day, we still have 98% of our DNA that does, you know, match up. That's all I'm saying, Keith. I know you just simply just don't agree with what I'm saying. And I understand that. I dig that. That's cool. I understand you want your dick to be your dick.
I'm not going to put it on instinct. I'm just going to put it on this learned behavior that society has put in a men's head that, you know, okay, I'll accept that fact. I don't even have a problem with the fact that men may cheat. That's not my main issue right now. My issue is it's sounding more like women are expecting their man, like it's okay if you cheat. I have a problem with that. It is not okay. I'm not going to lower my expectation and say, you know what,
I might as well
accept the fact that he's going to cheat.
I already know.
So that's what the women are saying.
No, I already know that you're not gonna just say it's okay and just.
Some women were saying it's okay because they're like, you know what? I'm just being realistic.
They didn't say it was okay. They say they just know. They just like, hey, if it happens, it's not gonna shock.
Say what you was about to say. You said expect. They saying they expect it now.
Because women, they like, oh, it's so many women out here to one man and all this bullshit. Whatever. Okay.
I got some female to think like that though. Seriously, straight up and down.
They
I got
do.
One. I got
I know
one
they
particularly
do.
That said, as long as he bring the money home to mom, that's the next word. As long as he bring the money home to mom,
that's what
he did. Whatever he need to do. As long as he don't bring home no craziness, and bring home the money to her, and not to nobody else.
But you don't never know what he might bring. That's the sad part, because eventually, let's face it, people get comfortable in certain situations. So, she had an attitude, as long as he bringing the money home, so he's going to feel like, well, hell, I'm paying. So, now he's gotten comfortable doing what he's doing, and now he done slacked up on, you know what I'm saying, strapping up. He done slacked up on shoes
and
characters he's fucking around with.
That's a fault on his side.
But that's the thing, when we start to accept certain things, that's when it get out of control, just like when y'all talk about the gay people in Atlanta. When we make it acceptable, that's when people start just going ham with shit. Get out of damn control.
I never said women were ever in this lifetime and probably never ever will again accept it like it was 200-300 years ago. It's just not the way the world we live in. 361, I'm going to open up your phone line in 1 second. Okay, listen, I never said I expect for women to go back 100 years back in time and shit and just expect it. Accept it and just know that's a part of life or whatever and just be like, okay, blah, blah. What I'm saying, my whole show about tonight is not even about arguing about the fact that whether or not it's right or wrong. I'm not even saying it's right. I'm not saying it. I'm just saying the name of the show, people, once again, is Basic Instinct. The thing what I'm trying to get women and everybody listening to understand is that it's not, sometimes it's just women want to say that men just choose to do whatever. But sometimes it's just what drives a man to do it. When you be like, why did you do that? Oh, my God, how could you hurt me? I thought you loved me. All that shit. Boom, when a crying bitch. Look, be a fucking man. It's hard enough as it is. Like, motherfucker, let him do it.
Women do the shit too.
I said some of them got the whole gene. Some of them got the gene.
Yeah.
Women do the shit too.
Some of them are Wyatt wrong. Some of them are Wyatt wrong. Some of them bitches are Wyatt wrong.
Just
kill them
like
they're doing next year. Just kill them all.
All right, everybody. All right, everybody. I got people chiming in, raising their hand, everybody. Let me put everybody on mute real quick. Of course, I'm going to open the mic up at the end of the show, but hold on real quick. I'm going to everybody's mic right now. That's on the line. Hold on a second, everybody. 361, you're on deck first. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up? What's happening? What's going on with you? What's popping? You heard the show. You know what it is. Episode 95. All right. Basic Instinct. You feel me? Class in session. I got to ask you the first question, of course. All right. Do you think that men not being able to be monogamous is instinctively harder because we're males? Do you think that it's harder for males not to be monogamous than women because we are instinctively driven by instinct, by nature, to have more than one sex partner?
Yeah.
You understand that? You agree with that notion?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. First of all, let me go there. Now, of course, you just heard my other caller, one of my friends, Key. She says that when you say stuff like that, you're giving them a pass. You're expecting it. You're thinking it's okay. You think it's okay. You expecting for it to happen. Do you feel like you expect for it to happen and you like it's okay? And you expecting for it? Do you think that's the stance that you're taking when you say that? When you admit to the fact that you know that it's instinctively harder for a man to be monogamous?
Knowing that it's harder is one thing, but sitting around and expecting, like waiting for the other shoe to drop, that's another. I don't think so.
Okay. Okay, so if you accept that and you know that, if your significant other was to get found cheating or whatever, why are you gonna get mad and upset about it? If you already know that it's hard or whatever, do you expect for him to just go against everything that's in him naturally and just say fuck it and just have some control? Is that what you're saying, right? So you're gonna be mad, right?
Yeah.
Why?
I would say because if I'm putting in the effort and I know, you know.
But you understand that you have to put in the effort that you put in is nowhere near close to what we have to put in.
Right. Right.
You understand that, right? So for you, it may seem like you're putting in the effort. Well, that's really nothing compared to the effort that we have to put in.
Right.
Don't you expect for your man to understand your emotional needs, to understand that you're an emotional creature and to take that and understand it?
Well, yeah.
Why? Because you're a woman, right? That's what y'all got, right? That's what y'all do.
Yeah.
So in the fact, so but when we when I say on the show that he's a man, and it's instinctual, and a matter of fact, it's hard for him to be monogamous. So it's a great chance that he might not be. Why's the problem? Why can't you understand? Why are you getting mad?
Well, my situation is totally different than the everyday relationship.
Do you are you with a man, a human male mammal?
Yes.
Explain to me what's different then.
Okay, well, because he was my first, and I had.
I don't care. I don't care. That has absolutely nothing to do with this conversation. He is a man. Mm-hmm. Do you understand what I'm telling you?
I understand. Yeah, I get it. I get it.
He's a man. I don't care. See, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter. He's still a guy. Black guy, white guy, I don't give a shit. Asian guy, Middle Eastern guy, Canadian guy, Eskimo, African, I don't give a fuck. He's a man. It's a difference. Something is not, it's just going to be instinctually harder for him. Now, what do you think is a good age for a man to try to attempt to get a wrap and get a hold on this? What, at what age do you think a man should get married?
Getting married?
Yeah. Try and settle down.
Late?
Late,
I
like
late 20s.
Late 20s?
Yeah.
You're a couple of years too early. A man, and especially a black man, you know what I'm saying? Especially a black man. But any man, I don't think, should not consider marriage, you know, until they're 30. At least then. And some men, like most of the women who called in and said they, even then, it might be a couple of more years. They might need a couple of more years. I don't even think it's late 20s at all. That's too early. You may start.
Right.
You may kind of date somebody or something, a little something like that. But at the end of the day, I don't even think that's the age that you should be settling down. All right. I disagree.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on a second. Stay on the line. I got my homegirl right here. If you can, I'm gonna have to ask the part in a minute. We only got 8 minutes in the show, but I gotta take a call from my homegirl, Ruby from the Candy Crush Show. Ruby, what's popping, baby?
Hey, baby. Sorry I'm late. It was my baby's birthday, and I was on Noonie's show fucking around, and I didn't think that you had one because it wasn't on Facebook.
Yes, it was. What are you talking about? It's been on Facebook all day. What are you talking about?
I didn't see it.
Oh, yeah. You've been slipping. You're slipping, Ruby. You are slipping because I have had this on Facebook on blast all day. All day. Yeah, for sure.
Normally it comes to my phone because I've been in and out the house all day, so
I apologize. Okay, well, go ahead. I got 8 minutes. You know what I'm saying? So we're gonna, and then after that, you know, I'm gonna open up the phone lines to everybody. I've been having. Has y'all switchboard been tripping today? Because my switchboard was tripping today. It locked up on me. People numbers popping up 10, 15 times and duplicating. Did y'all have some issues today with your show?
No, my show is coming on at 10 tonight.
Oh, it is.
Mhm.
Okay, well then make sure everybody, you know what I'm saying, check out your show. Of course, we're gonna give you a chance to shout that out. Before it's all said and done. Real quick, what do you think? Do you think by episode 95, everybody, basic instinct, do you think by nature, instinctually, it's harder for a man to be monogamous than a woman?
No.
You don't think that? You don't think it's no difference between a man and a woman when
no.
it comes to being monogamous?
No.
Why?
Because if you're going to do it, you're going to do it anyway.
Do you understand what I'm asking? Do you think instinctively that it's harder for a man to be monogamous than a woman?
No.
You don't think that? You think it's just as hard for a woman to be monogamous?
Yeah.
Why do you say that? What brings you to that conclusion?
Why do I say that?
Yeah.
Because
you can't be monogamous?
Huh?
Because you can't be monogamous? I'm just asking.
I can be monogamous. I can be monogamous.
Because you a chick is easy for you. You don't think that it's harder? You really going to sit here and tell me you don't think that it's harder for a man to be monogamous than a woman? You don't think so? I'm not asking you to give the guys an excuse to go out and be a hoe. I'm asking you, do you think it's just instinctually harder for a man to be monogamous? Do you think we're more prone to not be by nature?
Is it? I mean, you can't. I mean, you're not saying all men or some men.
I'm saying all men. I think that some men, the ones who are not hardwired that way to want to sleep with more than one woman, they are in the very vast few minority. They wiring is fucked up. Just like a guy who wants to suck another guy's dick, something's wrong with him. You wasn't born normal. You wasn't born normal, Ruby. You should not like girls, but you like girls, so something's a little different.
Right.
Right? You were born that way, right? You've been that way since you were young, right?
Yeah.
Even though everybody who knows, who listens to my show knows I do kind of sort of don't really agree with that whole notion, but at the end of the day, I can kind of get that argument, you feel me? I kind of sort of buy it. I'm like 50-50 on the line with that being born gay argument. You feel what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you understand what I'm saying. You feel me?
Right. Yeah.
So okay, you don't think so. I'm trying to understand if you was with a guy, well, you can't really relate. It's kind of hard for you to say this. You feel what I'm saying? Like you had a girl cheat on you. Like, okay, who does that? You feel what I'm saying? So,
right.
I mean, to have a girl cheat on you, I can understand why you expected more. But then again, she's a girl that wasn't necessarily wired the same. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's a little off, I think. Y'all wired a little different because y'all like girls. Y'all are girls that like girls.
Mm-hmm.
I think that makes y'all a little bit different. So when you walked in her and she was doing some man shit, I think she got the man gene in her. You know?
Yeah.
You should have been shocked. You should have been like, well, damn. She do kind of want to be a man because she like girls. Well,
right.
Yeah. Why were you shocked then? Why were you? Why
wasn't, I mean, I wasn't really shocked because, I mean, we were just the type of person that we had when you know, like if I see somebody that I liked, we brought her back home. You know, because I didn't get penetrated, so she got, you know, she had the chance to, you know, strap on and do whatever the fuck she wanted to do with the female. You know, vice versa. So.
You just think that because you think that because she brought the pussy home, she shouldn't have damn been wanting to cheat, is what you're saying.
Right.
Right. Okay. Obviously, she has a deep, deep, deep male gene because she was the goddamn, you know what I'm saying, the guy in it. So, she probably really had her wiring was really kind of crossed up. So she was thinking like us. She don't give a fuck if you is bringing the pussy down. She didn't want to get some on her own pussy with her greedy ass.
Right. In our bed. And we don't fuck other females in our bed.
I understand.
That's what the guest room was for.
Oh, your bed was sacred. You can fuck them in the room next door, but not your room.
Right.
Right. Make perfect sense, Ruby. Make perfect
sense. Voicemail box of 269-369-55.
I was trying to dial somebody that was kept trying to dial into the show because every time they keep dialing up the damn number, you feel what I'm saying? They keep trying to dial the damn show and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get them in here before it's time for the damn after party. All right, so everybody, we're getting ready to go to the after party and shit. You feel me? We got 3 minutes left in the show. But well, before I go, Ruby, before I open up all the lines, at what age do you think people should settle down? Women or men?
God, I settle down early. when they're ready.
What do you mean when you're ready? What is the average
age? I mean, average age, I would say 25.
I say 30 for anybody, and most, and some guys is going to be in their late 30s.
Like women, they want to do it, you know, in their 20s. Guys, I can understand, you know, their 30s and, you know, on up.
Yeah, at least that. At least that. Feel what I'm saying? At least that. All right. So we're getting ready to come up to this, to the end of the show, and then we're going to open up all the phone lines, you feel what I'm saying? So everybody can talk, and we can have like the little mini after party that we do over here at K100, and everybody can get their opinions out. I got a couple people that so far have been kind of raising their hand, like flashing their number one, but I was trying to make sure I got to everybody who hadn't talked yet, all right? So hold on, I'm gonna keep your line open, Ruby. You feel what I'm saying? I'm opening up everybody else's line, so if you're on the line right now, I'm opening up AJ. I got a private caller right here. You feel what I'm saying? I got Shay, and I think the homie's still on the line with her, right?
Yeah.
Right. All right, T. Lewis and Ruby Candy. Now, and I'm going to try and dial out because Michigan girl been trying to keep dialing into the damn show, and it kept duplicating her number, whatever's going on with the switchboard tonight. I'm going to try and dial her out. You feel me? All right? Let me see.
You have reached the Sprint voicemail box of 269-369.
Okay, that's not going to work. don't know what's going on with that. But anyway, go ahead, everybody. Everybody's mic's open. Anybody got anything they want to say and add that I'm talking about today? Okay, 100. If you listen to the show live, if you listen to the show live streaming it, then in about 50 seconds, the show is going to end. And you can always, if you want to finish listening to the conversation, dial 347-934-0966, all right, and get in on the phone line. Okay, because in a minute, it's going to stop streaming over the internet. I want to thank everybody who tuned in to the show via internet for the first time, because I've seen a couple of numbers before I started having technical difficulties. So I want to thank you guys for dialing in, listening to the show and everything. And please, once again, call back to the show again, all right? Thanks a lot. Now go ahead, everybody. Everybody's mic is open. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, one thing I wanted to say that I think he said it was learned behavior. I think what's different is that when men see a nice looking woman, I think 9.99 times out of 10, he would match them like right then and there.
The number or code you have dialed.
Oh, wow.
Go ahead.
But like as far as women might see a nice looking dude, they may not just want to mash him right then and there. And that's where the instinct part come in.
Yes.
The dude could say something stupid and be like, "Oh, it's a wrap.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna mash." And see that's what I'm saying. See that's why I think a lot of women, like what Key was saying, people use that as an excuse and it's learned behavior. Because my grandfather told me, just now you're a nice woman, settle down, this and this and that. At the same time, he said, it ain't nothing wrong with having kids as long as you can take care of them or whatever the case is, or having do whatever you want to do as long as you be able to take care of yourself and anybody else that you're dealing with. So,
right.
I mean, but like I said, it's where men are wired differently. Most men, when they see a nice looking woman, they would match her like right then and there if it's air and opportunity, period, point blank.
Exactly.
And women don't necessarily think like that.
Exactly. Some women can see a nice looking man or whatever and not even have a sexual thought about him. But where they make that nigga at? Where's the nigga who walks up to Beyonce and don't think about fucking her? Where is this straight nigga at? Find this nigga for me.
Put him in front of the fire squad.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'll show you a goddamn undercover closet fag. You feel what I'm saying? That's what I show you. Married or not, nigga. I don't give a fuck if he married. I don't care.
Yeah.
You feel me?
I'm from H-Town, and I don't even like Beyonce. I met Beyonce when she was in high school. She came to my fucking high school and performed with the rest of the Destiny Child. But, you know what I'm saying? And the niggas at my school and shit, because they was high side, and we was throwing milks and juices at them and shit while they was on the stage in our auditorium.
Aww.
But you think if Beyonce was laying in the fucking bed with her legs open, like, fuck me, AJ, I wouldn't do it? You a goddamn lie, nigga. I'm thank you. I don't give a fuck what you talking. I don't give a fuck what it is. At one point in time, I don't give a fuck what the fuck was going on. I don't give a fuck if she had AIDS or whatnot. But if she was
laying in the bed, I don't know about that one.
I ain't making no pussy worth dying for you.
I can't go in.
I know already. I can't go in.
That was back then before I learned about the different shit that can happen to you from doing shit like that. But now, you know what I'm saying? I look at this shit totally different. You know what I'm saying? But back then, I was jumping that ass. You know what I'm saying? Real talk.
But that's the whole point. The whole point is with men, it comes in its maturity and everything changes. You feel what I'm saying? You know what
exactly.
I mean? And as you grow as a person, whatever, and you get mature, you become able to control your carnal instincts. You feel what I'm saying? But that comes with time. I had a whole show. I did a whole show on it. You feel what I'm saying? I did a whole show telling ladies and trying to break it down that with age and maturity comes this. You feel me? But it's not at 23. Okay?
Yeah.
It's not at 23.
You know,
but
I
ain't at 33.
It's actually a realization of what you want. You know what I'm saying? A lot of niggas, they do that because they're younger and they don't know what they want. You know what I'm saying? Your hormones take over your own brain patterns. You know what I'm saying? That's why they say think with your head that's on top of your shoulders and not the one that's in your pants. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's how niggas think. You know what I'm saying? Instinctively, that's how niggas think. Now, see, a woman can walk past a group of five dudes, and I guarantee you, four out of those five is going thinking about what they can do to that chick or what they want to do to that chick, they're going to instantly catch the dick on, right on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's a couple of them that's rewired wrong, like my boy Blue was saying, you know what I'm saying? And my boy Blue was saying that wouldn't even acknowledge it. 9 times out of 10, them niggas is the ones that's that want to fuck another nigga that has, and the crew that's looking at the other side of shit. You know what I'm saying? Looking at the chick. So, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
Exactly.
Another difference between men and women, women throughout their whole life, damn near, have always gotten hit on. It's always been an option to them. And to men, that option and that opportunity don't come around every so often. So they're ready to get it while the getting's good.
Until I get a good letter.
Very good point. Very good point. That's actually true. Y'all fucking with us. It's a lot of shit. It's a lot of shit to it that women just don't take into consideration. And society has a lot to do with the way we train, the way we teach our kids and shit. You think that what we tell them to do, you feel me? We tell the little girls to, you know, it's like how we teach our kids and everything, you know, grow up and tell the little girls, you know what I'm saying? Don't be a hoe. Don't do this. Don't do all that. You feel what I'm saying? That's why it's socially acceptable for a guy to fuck more than one woman and not for, you know, and the same type of a woman fuck that same amount of people. We don't call her a hoe. People want to sit here and say it's a double standard, but it is a double standard. But at the end of the motherfucking day, you got a pussy, I got a dick. It's the difference between us. I'm tired of motherfuckers trying to put us on the same level and plateau as if they can't understand that if I'm sitting here butt naked, something's weighing between my legs and there ain't nothing between her legs. Obviously, it's a difference. It's a physical difference.
That's one point, too, though. And another point is the social environment. You know what I'm saying? If you're around a bunch of niggas that's naturally prone to getting all kinds of pussy, you know what I'm saying, which most niggas are, you know what I'm saying, some niggas will take some ugly for the team, some niggas will take some fat for the team. Some niggas will take some retarded for the team. Some motherfuckers take some. This is all for the team. And then you got these women that's growing up that's off the top learning from the beginning. Don't mess with a nigga that's ugly. Don't mess with a nigga that ain't got no job. Don't mess with a nigga that ain't got this. Don't mess with a nigga that ain't got that. Then naturally, you know what I'm saying, you prone to do exactly what you've been taught. Not just necessarily to your parents, but to your friends and your social environment that you're in, too. Because I know some niggas that, you know what I'm saying, they get down with some chicks, and they got a pussy. They get down with it, and it's acceptable with the team, but, you know what I'm saying, the parents wouldn't even condone it. Like, what the fuck was you thinking when you did that? That's another separation between niggas and females.
Yeah. So it's a big difference, man. It's a big difference, man. I just think that, and like I said, I want to tell everybody, I got to get ready to end the show, but I want to tell everybody, but for the record, I was, like, not trying to, make up an excuse for the cheating that some men do. I was more so just trying to get people to understand the reasoning, and I want people to understand that a lot of times it has nothing to do with love or anything like that, how much a man loves a woman or anything like that. Sometimes it's just instinct that he just do it. He just fucking do it. And it don't mean that he want to break up. It don't mean that he don't care about you or none of that. It's just like, yo. It's just, he's a fucking guy. And I'm not saying it's right. It's just, what the fuck, man? You know what I'm saying? And it's not right. It's not right. But I don't know why every time I see a dime bitch, I want to fuck. Why? But I've been like that my whole life.
You know why. It's your instinct.
I guess why. When I feel like that.
You know why.
I make sexual thoughts about her own instinct. I look and I'll be like, damn, she found out I want to fuck her. I don't even know. I don't. If her breath stank, I don't know if she's for nothing. You know what I'm saying? I want to fuck her. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? It's like that, but every nigga, but dudes that you hang around, dudes, you're around dudes, you'll know that.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And in most cases, you know what I'm saying, with men, you know what I'm saying, you don't really have to know too much. If you physically attracted to that chick, and she gives you the okay and the green light, you're going to get that. But with females, they have been taught so much, okay, before you do that, then you got to do this, you got to do that. And you know what I'm saying? That's what happens. Most dudes beating their parents, and then most dudes taking them out, and most dudes getting this and getting that before they actually get in it, because chicks are more, you know what I'm saying, are more prone to be taught better than men about making their selections on what they stick their dick in and what they want and what they choose to have.
That's true.
Exactly.
That's a good point.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just telling you the truth.
Yeah,
like, man. I try to keep it real, man. I was born and raised in Fifth Ward, East Texas, man. And I've seen some shit. And I'm still seeing some shit right now. You know what I'm saying? But it's just the way it is.
Yeah, we got to worry about wrestling.
I like this topic.
What'd you say, Shay?
I gave my sister the rundown on game.
Hold up.
I think I'm going to move this topic to my show.
Go ahead, Shay.
We got to worry about racking up the 50 miles. Y'all don't. I mean, you know, that's another concern.
Oh, racking up the pussy miles, you said.
Yeah. I said, we have to be concerned about that. Y'all don't. I mean, y'all just go away. You don't have to worry about the drama. Yeah, you know.
That's true.
Yeah, we don't have to worry about that because that's a thing that's a society thing right there, though, Shay. And you just don't. Instinctively, you don't want to rack up the pussy.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's like an internal thing. I mean, you know, you start having sex with too many people, and you're like, damn, have I had too much sex? You know, maybe I have to slow down. Maybe I need to take a break. Guys don't think about taking breaks. Y'all don't think about that. Y'all don't take breaks. You hear a guy saying that, I'm going to be celibate for a few months. Where do they do that at? Women do that. We do that sometimes. We go through, like, little dry out periods. You know, I'm just going to chill right
call
now.
Call prison.
Guys don't have chill moments. Y'all just be like, oh, fuck that shit. She don't want to have sex. Like, go on to the next one.
My number is super duper low.
I don't agree.
Why not?
Because, man, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know what I'm saying? All niggas, you know what I'm saying, they want to get down or whatever, but, you know what I'm saying, niggas at the same time always think about their health, man. You know what I'm saying? They think about the mouth and their dick. You know what I'm saying? If you fuck too many chicks at an early age, by the time you get 35 to 40 or whatever, you're going to need Viagra to get up, man. It's the same thing. If a girl runs too many track miles on her pussy, she's going to be so wide open that you can run a Mack truck through her. You know what I'm saying?
That don't change the shape or the condition of your dick. I mean, how many times you have sex? I mean, it physically can change a female.
You're damn high.
How you going to tell me I'm a damn liar? No, it doesn't.
Because niggas be, man, I'm telling you, that's why niggas need Viagra now. You get too much.
No, they can't need Viagra because of other health conditions. Because they physically can't do it anymore. It doesn't have anything to do with how many times they've done it. It ain't like you're going to, like, suddenly run out of sperm because you have sex with, you know, so many women.
It ain't got nothing to do with sperm, goddammit. It got something to do with the muscle that's down there that's considered as your dick. Just like your pussy is a muscle, a dick is a muscle, too. If you overuse that muscle going to stop working or start malfunctioning. Point blank, period. If you didn't know that,
I'd be
a fucking anatomy lesson. How about that?
I disagree. I don't know. I just know that if I needed Viagra, I would use it. I wouldn't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Because if that's all I needed is a prescription and I can still keep going, then a prescription, I wouldn't give a shit. You know what I'm saying? But
there's no prescription you can take to shrink your vagina back up.
Viagra don't work for everybody. Believe me.
But, you know, they also came out with Viagra for women, too.
Yeah, what's going to make you do?
I don't know. I don't need it, because I can still get it in.
What is it supposed to help?
I don't know. I guess it's supposed to get a woman, aroused and wet.
You know, keep the pussy wet or something?
I guess.
Exactly. That's what it's supposed to do.
If it can't make the pussy tighter, it's a waste. You took vinegar baths?
I have before, yeah.
Did it work?
Yeah.
For what purpose? I never had any complaints. But, you know, I wasn't like loose as a goose either.
Hold on, everybody. I got to end the show. Hey, hold on.
I find it funny that, like, when we were talking about the ages for men to get married, it's like, y'all want to commit to us when y'all all ragged and used up and shit, but y'all don't want to have too many miles on pushing. Y'all want to talk about pitch all loose. So now you want to say,
I'm not for you.
And then what's bad, you know what I'm saying, women take dicks of all sizes. It can be 6 inches, 7 inches, 8 inches, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Some of them.
Nobody want all that. And I say nobody's 11, 12, 13.
You know what I'm saying? If somebody can offend you like that, they done destroyed their
14.
Shit anyway.
Hold up. I know this ain't Key on here. The same one who put up about the nigga with the skinny dick. And all this
shit.
The same person here?
What's your point?
The point is you sit here and say, well, you know, you don't want all that. You don't want whatever. But then again, you just goddamn told a nigga, you finna give me drugs.
This shit was thin. It's thin and short and fat. It's two different things. Long and thin and short and fat is two different things.
What?
Long and thin and short and fat is two different things. Nobody want no, you can't feel no thin bitch. Damn that.
Like a pencil jigging you.
I need some ghosts around that thing. I need to be plump. I don't need if I'm
around in
my mouth. Make me feel like I'm a molester, like I'm a child molester, so maybe that bitch just floating around my mouth. Like, it sounds like you come, but I ain't taste nothing, you know. You probably can't even skeet nothing out of that little thing.
Well, I had a good time about it, but I got to get ready to get out of here. I got to make a move. So thanks, everybody. Sorry about all the technical difficulties out of my control. Hopefully, I know by next week this problem will be fixed. So tune in to me next. Ruby, you on the line?
Yep, I'm here.
Tell us if you want to keep going, keep it going. Say it, you know?
Yeah, we're going to keep this subject going, so if y'all want to check out my show, y'all can call in at 10, and the number is 858-769-4738, and y'all can just go to blogtalkradio.com/Candy Crush.
All right, then that's 10 o'clock, but it's already 10 o'clock in Atlanta.
Yeah, so it'll be 11 o'clock.
It'd be 11 o'clock Atlanta time. All right. Y'all tuning into the show. My switchboard disappeared. I just got to hang up. Y'all just got to hang up. I can't even log off. All right, man. I'll catch y'all later, man. All
right, baby. All right.
All right,
y'all. Take it easy.
You too.
Yeah. Bye, everybody. Bye, Candy.
Bye, AJ.
Good show.